my coffee!
Where's coffee?
I need coffee!
Bill needs coffee!
We need coffee!
It's Friday. I'm skipping right to the beer.
Welcome to the Opie and Anthony program.
Oh, I cannot wait.
The big day has arrived.
Get things started.
The 55-gallon drum challenge goes down today on the Opie and Anthony show.
I'm looking at the scene outside of the studio where we are setting up camp. We'll be broadcasting from out there, which is in our regular studio right now. And it looks like we're preparing for a mass murder. There's tarp, blue tarp laid down everywhere on the floor, the walls, and it's a big area. And then barrels, 10 barrels in a horseshoe-shaped fashion.
The creepy part about the barrels,
yeah,
they all have names on them.
Yes, their names are written on them, all the girls' names written on the barrels. There's holes drilled in them, like four on top, four on the sides. So they could almost give a fish eye and peer out at their comrades next to them. And these are the holes we'll be using to dump in some of the most disgusting and frightening things on these girls' heads.
Yeah, we don't want to give too much away because the contestants are kind of listening to us now.
Yeah.
Upstairs.
Uh-huh.
Let's put it this way, though. Ben spent the entire morning in Chinatown today.
And you know how those chinkies are.
And
with their stuff that they hang up in front of their stores.
And Ben had a way to buy certain live things.
Certain live things.
Because we wanted to make sure these certain live things were going to be alive for the 55-gallon drum challenge.
Still kicking.
So Ben had to buy some of this stuff at like 2 o'clock today.
Yeah.
And then he had to load it into a cab and come all the way uptown with some of the most gnarly crap that Chinatown has to offer.
Chinatown's beautiful. You just got to love it. What a horror show. I can't even believe what they get away with down there. I have no idea how they're not regulated. The stuff we got, the stuff I saw. It's unbelievable.
I guarantee you could get a Siberian tiger down in Chinatown.
Oh, probably. Enough money.
And no one will even blink an eye.
Sure.
Oh, you need Siberian tiger?
You want the Siberian tiger? We got it in the back.
Alive or dead?
You know what you can't get in Chinatown? A plump, delicious ass. That's one thing you cannot buy in Chinatown.
Squat little legs and flat ass.
Oh, it's just awful.
Ah, look at all our Q listeners with other things they want to talk about today on the phones.
Norton, if they had big, nice, bubbly asses, how are they supposed to crawl through those small tunnels to pop up and shoot Americans? Of course they need the flat ass. Well, you don't got to dig the ceiling of the tunnel out as much. It's all genetic.
Ant.
Yes, Opie.
Our listeners want to talk about other stuff.
What are they, crazy?
This is only one. We're only doing one thing today. The 55-gallon drum challenge.
There it is.
We've been waiting 2 years to bring this little feature back.
Uh-huh.
This little benchmark.
Hey, is the tarp so nothing gets messed up, or is it Jeremy's idea to camouflage it so no one can tell where this is happening, like the Batcave?
No, that's to make cleanup a little
cleanup
better.
Easier. I know.
Remember 2 years ago, it was a nightmare because we did it in studio here.
We did it in here. There was nowhere to go to get away from the awful, horrendous smell. It wound up all the smells coming together. It turned into a fishy vomit smell.
Smelled like dying flesh.
Yeah, fishy,
rotting
dead vomit
rotting
smell.
Rotting flesh, I should say. Yeah.
Oh, it was horrid. So we're doing it right outside the studio, but we have a whole table set up that we'll be broadcasting from.
Right.
And I just can't wait to get things underway.
I believe Steve from FoundryMusic.com is taking video as we speak.
And plenty of digital pictures.
Yeah, well, Jeff from FoundryMusic.com is going to be in charge of the digital pictures for the event today. And we got to give props to Jeff from FoundryMusic.com.
This guy's got it. You know something? For somebody who I saw puke and nearly fall asleep at a strip joint, the guy's got some talent. He put together Jim Norton's Cribs.
Amazing.
And it looked like an episode of Cribs from MTV. The music, the cuts,
it looks
great, job.
It looks great. It's up on foundrymusic.com.
As a human being, he's a disgrace.
Right. But, that's what I was trying to say.
But as far as video, but he's great.
He's got some talent there.
Really, and that's great. Coming from you.
A disgrace. Yeah, your house was on Cribs? Awful.
All right, Stinky, where are we at outside there?
The barrels are open. The ladies are lined up.
Well, we got to get the ladies in here, and we got to have them disrobe in the studio.
Oh, of course.
They all know they have to do this in their bra and panties, right?
Yes.
Did all the contestants make it?
There are 6 of 10 outside.
Six of 10 right now.
Did 4 bail on us?
They better not have.
I mean, the girl that came here yesterday is not even here yet. Why?
The chick from Boston is here? No,
the two chicks from Boston, Brockton, aren't here.
Brockton
and Taunton representing in the 55-gallon drum.
They probably went to a truck stop to hitch a ride, and they raped and hacked them apart. Well, Brockton.
Hey! I remember you from Cleveland. Look at all our girls coming in.
What's up?
We're hoping the other girls arrive. Hey, I should say.
About my bra and panties not matching.
Hold on 1 second there. She's worried about her bra and panties. I have to put the bat signal out there to some of the other contestants.
Yeah.
If you're on your way, you got to give us a call and tell us because we need to get going immediately here. Right?
Yes, give us a call. Here they come. Look at the ladies. I remember these familiar faces.
There's Blood Girl.
Blood Girl, and of course, Goldfish Girl's right there.
Goldfish Girl. Curdled Milk Girl.
Remember Goldfish Girl? What did she say about her lap?
It's not pretty.
It's not pretty.
That has made me giggle like you wouldn't believe ever since.
That's great.
I like her a lot. And then of course, Yellow Discipline.
Right.
Headstand Girl.
Headstand Yellow Discipline Girl. And you were, wait a minute. That's right. You had the white boyfriend, husband, right?
Yeah.
The white husband when Patrice is in giving you all kinds of crap.
Yeah.
That's Tracy, I think.
Yes.
We didn't cause any strain in the relationship there, right? You still like a little cream in your coffee right there, baby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And what did you do for the 55-gallon drum challenge? I forgot. Oh, she ate the pig blood.
Ate it. That's right.
She was supposed to drink it, but...
It coagulated. It turned into a cup of scabs. That she had a spoon out. Mmm, heaping, helping a scabs.
Yum, yum.
Right in her face.
All right.
That was great.
Are we waiting for the other girls? What are we going to do? Give them a few more minutes?
Yeah, no, we have to wait for the other girls because then if they show up, you know we'll throw them in the barrel and they won't have been in the barrel as long as these girls. So we'll just give them a little time, I think.
All right, if they're on
their way. In the meantime.
If they're on their way, they gotta call us so we could
confirm that they're showing up or it might happen.
Huh? What's up, John?
Becky and Stephanie, two girls from Boston, they're outside right now on their way up. They just called.
Boston.
Taunton and Brockton.
Brockton. I'm from Brockton. Gack, gack, gack.
That'll make 7 girls. 3 are missing. We could do this with 7.
Oh, of course we could.
Last time we did, I think we only had like 5 or 4.
It was 5, I think. Yeah.
5.
5, and then that big girl kind of counted as 2.
The big one is the big, the big
the
green
big
one?
The big green one is Christy.
That's right.
Christy was such a big gal, she couldn't fit in the 55-gallon drum. So we got 2 of those. Norton, you ever see those big green garbage pail-looking things that are on the back of landscapers' trucks?
Yeah.
We had to get 2 of those, put her in one, put the other one upside down on top of it, and duct tape it at the middle. That's how big and fat this girl was. And she went to lean against the back, and it broke open, and she fell over and just spilled out with the chum and guts. And it was disgustingly hysterical.
Fat embarrassment.
Oh, just embarrassed again. You know, like that's like, oh, gee, the millionth time I've been embarrassed in this life.
You know what, though? We're making fun of her, but I remember she was a trooper. I don't. Who knows if she
still
certainly
was.
Listens to us, but
she
took all our abuse and more.
Everyone knows the fatties aim to please, Opie.
Anthony, a few people we got to thank for the 55-gallon drum challenge today.
Ah.
Want to thank the Hard Rock Cafe across the street.
What did they have to do with this?
I ain't saying a word, man.
The Hard Rock? Yeah.
Also,
are we going to be throwing a guitar in there and beating them on the head?
Also,
maybe that's what the...
Also, I want to thank Reptile Kingdom.
Ah!
Bring them on.
You see the face?
Yeah.
See the face?
Yeah.
Reptile Kingdom in Toms River, New Jersey. Hey, there she is.
She's the one... what the hell did you do? Oh, the lamb brains, right? Lamb brains. She's a teen also, right?
She's a teen high school dropout from Cleveland.
Right.
What's your name again?
Sarah.
Sarah?
You're packing a little more canage than I thought you had in the last outfit you were wearing. Step this way a bit.
Well, I guess
that way. Now do a little spin.
I guess that's sort of
there you go,
Manny.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
That's close enough, Opie. She was pretty much in a goddamn parka when she came in last time.
Oh, also, I want to thank Richmond County Ambulance.
What the hell?
From Staten Island.
We need those guys?
Yeah. We need them.
Right? Never works.
Anthony, up for grabs today. First prize, $2,000.
$2,000.
Second prize, $500. Third prize, $250. We also have an Xbox courtesy of VideoGameAdvantage.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also giving away a trip to WrestleMania. Want to explain that?
Yeah, we have a great trip. WrestleMania.
In Toronto.
Come on, Toronto.
Week from Sunday.
Is transportation included in that, Opie, or do they have to find their way to Toronto?
Believe it or not, we're going to fly them there.
How about that?
Look at that. For you and a friend. To Canada.
Wow, two people to WrestleMania. And what we're asking for is... These lovely ladies are going to be putting the 55-gallon drums. We're going to dump stuff on them. If you bring up something that we deem the most heinous thing that our listeners have brought up, we'll give you the trip.
Yeah, but some people are going to bring up stuff that we know we're not going to be able to dump in the barrels.
Oh, it's completely our discretion.
Not only does it have to be the most heinous, it's got to be something that makes it into the barrel.
Right.
And the craziest, most interesting thing, we'll get the trip to WrestleMania today.
There you go. So put your minds to it and... You might be going to WrestleMania.
All right. Should we have the girls get naked now, Ann?
Naked?
Well, down in their bra and panties.
Ah, right.
I'll say.
Ladies, if you would, just get prepared. Prepared for this event.
No, we want them in here, Rick.
Okay. Yeah, Rick, you hog. Yeah.
Why don't we have each girl step up to the mic.
Yeah.
And say their name and where they're from, where they're representing.
What's all this lotioning going on? Is this a strategy? What is it?
It did that because it was told.
Yeah, because she's lotioning up now. It's kind of hot to watch, Opie.
Are you ladies nervous?
I am.
Yeah.
No?
I'm also wired up. I've had like 2 hours of sleep and I had an 8-hour drive.
Did you get molested on Greyhound again?
No, I drove. I drove.
You didn't take the Greyhound?
No, I drove.
Remember last time, Opie, she took the Greyhound here and she woke up out of a little snooze, a little nap she was taking on the Greyhound. And she woke up to see a fellow passenger, some guy that was sitting next to her that she doesn't know, with his hand in her lap. Go, Greyhound. That's great.
Leave the molesting to us.
Yeah.
That's Double LC that happened to, right?
Right.
From Cleveland. She was the one that did the handstand discipline. So
a little discipline.
Who else wants to say hi and where they're from? We talked to you already from Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Hi, I'm Tracy, and I'm from... Maryland.
Maryland, and she was the one that drank the curdled milk, Anthony.
Yes. Yeah. And it was chunky.
Yeah.
Chunky milk. Mmm.
After you introduce yourself to the listeners, you could kind of, get down to your, whatever you're going to be in for the 55-gallon jump challenge, right?
Your costume.
Your costume.
It's okay. We're all friends here on the Opie and Anthony Show, ladies. Right. Don't you worry. Wow. She's some a little more friendly than others, I see.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness gracious. She's got on some type of wild leopard thong number. Now she's lotioning back up her leg. Norton, are you supplying your own personal lotion to her legs? What is that?
I didn't want to be corrected. So
yeah.
All right.
Corrected. Wow. Nice.
All right.
She did not want to disrobe. She had to be corrected.
You a married man, are you, Mr. Grady?
All right. Step up to the mic.
My name is Jennifer, and
yes.
I'm from Rahway, New Jersey.
Rahway, home of Rahway Prison. Dun, 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 dun.
And she was the one that made the goldfish disappear.
Yes.
In the lap that she described, it's not pretty.
Yeah, she said her lap is not pretty.
And it's not going to be pretty again today.
And then it turned out, well...
You're going to have to see more nakedness, I'm sorry.
Why? You don't have underwear?
No, I definitely brought those.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that we could bring boxers, and I would have brought boxers.
Hey, we frown on boxers.
No, we're not happy with the boxers.
Those aren't really boxers. They're kind of, what is that?
Don't let the girls see this.
Bathing
that's
suit.
Cheating, that's what that is.
Yeah, it's like a bathing suit thing.
All right.
That's fine. That's not boxers. You can't come in here with, like, scratch your yam bag type boxers on, sit in front of the football game type boxers.
All right,
that's
next.
Cool.
The Blood Girl.
Yeah, I'm Stacey. I'm from Paramus, New Jersey.
And we shot the Super Soakers that are filled with lamb's blood.
Some of the best video footage we have on FoundryMusic.com is you being shot with the blood. It looks great. It sounded great. Your screams were fantastic.
Thanks.
Job well done. Top notch. Top notch.
And what was your name again that ate the blood?
Maria.
Maria?
Yep.
And where are you from?
Staten Island.
Staten Island.
You belong in the garbage dump in Staten Island.
Yeah.
All right, the girls are disrobing it.
Oh, here we go.
Why don't we take one break, and we'll give the rest of the contestants another, like, 10 or 15 minutes to get here.
Okay.
At 3:30, we start to torture no matter what.
That's it, ladies. If you're on your way, you got to be here in 15 minutes, or it is over. Your chance to be in this is done, and whatever you did to qualify will be... done in vain.
I think everyone knows what's going on by now, but just in case people are waking up from a coma, what is the 55-gallon drum challenge?
Well, all of these lovely young ladies will be placed in an authentic, actual 55-gallon drum. You've seen these things. The top will be strapped on with their little bolt straps that are on the 55-gallon drum, and they will be in there for the duration of this show. If at any time any of you ladies... can't take it anymore, because during this time we'll be dumping things on you that are just heinous, either in a disgusting or extremely frightening way. Anytime you want out, you just say so. We will pop the lid. You'll be out of the contest. You will get lovely parting gifts, though. The one that lasts the longest to the end of the show will get $2,000 first prize. Second
there
place, $500. Third place, $250. And
we got an Xbox and other things.
Yeah, all kinds of other fun little gifts.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
We start the challenge next.
Okay. He's a son of a bitch.
Anthony.
That guy's a rapist.
Opie and Anthony.
And E.W. The Opie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
Rumors going round, gotta clean around the town, smell like a trash food. Here comes the law, gonna break down the door, tearing me away once more. Never, never, never want it anymore. Gotta get away from the stone cold floor. Crazy, stone cold crazy, you know.
And we're back to the Opie and Anthony Show. We're outside the studio for the 55-gallon drum challenge. As we get back to the show here, Anthony, the girls are making their way into the barrels.
I see Rick has the little step ladder. And he's helping the girls into their respective barrels. There we go.
Tracy from Washington.
There she goes into her barrel.
Curdled milk girl.
Oh, pull that leg in.
And our
there you go.
Our girls from Brockton and Taunton made it at the last minute.
Yeah.
There they are.
Massachusetts.
They're wearing matching bras.
Yeah, Blood, the band Blood. Bloodforlife.com.
Oh, there you go. Remember, they have friends. That are a band.
Hey, look at your little panties. Very nice.
There you go.
Hey, they're smart. Anthony, this just in, the prize money has been upped.
Yeah.
First prize, $2,000 for the lady that lasts the longest in the drums.
Yeah.
Second prize, $1,000. And third prize, $500. Also, we have that Xbox courtesy of VideoGameAdvantage.com. And that trip to WrestleMania. Do we have people upstairs that are waiting to dump stuff into the barrels?
I've heard there are plenty of degenerates upstairs. And both floors, I'm told at this point, smell like a slaughterhouse, is what I'm hearing. Which is really bad. You know who the best guy is today? The best person we have in here, the guy that brought the deodorizing stuff. Thank God, because this is some industrial
all
stuff.
Right, he wants a plug.
This isn't just spraying some Lysol around.
He's going to be our best friend today, Anthony. So,
for all your janitorial needs, Opie, it's Unita Enterprises. There you go, Pete. Peter Frankel. He's the vice president of the United States of America.
We got our EMTs on hand too, Ant.
Hey, guys, how we doing?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Thanks for having us down.
Thank you for being here. What problems might we encounter that might need medical attention?
Somebody hyperventilating.
Yeah.
Maybe allergic reaction to something you're dumping in there.
Allergic reaction, good.
What if someone gets bit?
What? Yeah, what if... Do you have... do you have anything for animal bites?
We brought down a fully prepared paramedic ambulance.
Do you have that?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
It's right outside the building, Anthony. You see the looks on the faces of the girls?
No.
Wait, what are they saying over there, Sting?
Put the bed in
Is there some guy? Well,
is that Mike?
I'm sure you'll find
bad news.
I'm sure you'll find some people. I got good news and bad news. That old gag.
All right, Ant. I think the time has come.
You're gonna die.
We have given those other two girls long enough, Ant. So I guess we're getting rid of Stephanie from Philly. Philly letting us down today as far as the 55-gallon drum challenge. Who saw that coming, Ant, huh?
But she licked the toilet bowl just yesterday.
Just yesterday. If she gets here before we put the last lid on, then she's
right.
in.
Okay.
And also, we got to say, hold on, Rick, because we want their last words.
Don't put the lids on yet.
And also, we got to cross out Kelly, who did that whole thing in the dumpster for us to get in the 55-gallon drum
challenge. She jumped in a dumpster for no reason now.
No reason, and she was
no
shaking.
Reason.
Stephanie licked the toilet. Why? No reason.
No reason at this point.
All right. Why don't we go around the half circle as we put the lids on the girl?
All right.
Girls, first off, it's Becky from Boston.
Brockton.
Brockton. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rick. Why don't you get her last words?
All right. I love you, Mom.
There you go.
Love you, Mom.
As always, and I love you. Before, move your fingers away for there it goes. Big Kev again this year, snapping on the lids and buckling it down.
And she's in.
There is contestant number one.
Let's ask her how she feels in there. Becky?
Hey.
Are you comfy?
Yeah.
Now, you think you're going to be able to stay there for a few hours?
I hope so.
Not even the gross stuff that's going to be on you, but just the cramped quarters, you think that might get to you?
No, it's got a lot more room than I thought it would.
Oh, we're going to have to get smaller barrels next year. Write that down. Smaller barrels next year.
45-gallon drum challenge next year.
All right, Kev, could you please, like, hold down your excitement for snapping these girls in and locking them in the barrel? Every year he looks so forward to this. Look who's just arrived, ladies. It's Frenchie. It's Frenchie. Suck it. Suck it. Put those bitches in the barrels.
Put those hose bags in there.
All right.
You're going to get it today.
Well, drop off your stuff, Frenchie. All right, let's say hi to Stephanie or have Stephanie do her final words here. Stephanie?
I'm a little nervous, but I can do it.
Little nervous.
Stephanie
can do it.
Representing Taunton as she goes into the barrel.
Of course, she blew bubbles in the toilet. You remember that one? She put her head in the toilet and went blah, 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 and then pulled her head out and there was a nugget. In the toilet. A secret hidden nugget. Little milk dud floating in there.
All right, Rick, move on to Double LC from Cleveland as
Big Kev snaps the barrel lid in place and clamps it down. There it is.
All right, she's clamped in. Stephanie from
in there.
It's Double LC.
Frenchie's taunting them already.
He's already taunting.
Yes, they cannot do anything to hurt me, so of course the French attack now.
You got Double LC.
I'm extremely nervous, but I like to thank my sponsor, Budweiser, for this one.
Oh, is that what you did?
Yeah, I like to thank him.
Downed a few?
Well, yeah, I had to. And the lack of sleep, the 2-hour, you know, that I didn't go to.
Well, maybe you can take a snooze in the barrel.
Right, that'll work.
Yeah. She's done.
All right.
All right.
Done?
I don't think you're going to make it.
I'm going to make it.
She looks very nervous, Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Up next, it's Sarah, also from Cleveland.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you sure she's not going to be able to squirm out one of those holes you drilled in the barrel?
She's a thin little
thing. She's a skinny little thing, ain't she?
Okay.
She's our high school dropout.
High school dropout, rock.
Yeah. All right.
And we asked her why she dropped out, and she didn't know. We asked her what she does instead of go to school. She didn't know. She does nothing.
But she ate the lamb's brain right from the skull.
Right from the skull.
55-gallon jump chance.
So she is in, and...
Any last thoughts there?
Nope.
Okay.
Opie, she didn't have a first one. Why was she on the last one? I'm teasing, of course. Get in the barrel.
Jim, any there thoughts in your goes. Stupid head today?
I just really...
Look who's just arrived. How you doing?
Oh, she made it just in time. Stephanie
from
Philly.
Yesterday, from the toilet licking episode.
All right. Get naked, Stephanie. You just made it.
All right, get in your bra and panties.
I understand you.
Very
Wait,
good.
Wait, Stephanie?
Norton got her.
Okay, who's next, Rick?
That would be Stacy, number 5.
All right, Stacy from Lodi.
Hi.
She's the one that we shot with the lamb's blood with the Super Soakers,
yeah.
Anthony. What are you thinking there, Stacy?
I'm thinking I'm not really worried, and as long as I don't be a puss, I'll be all right.
Oh, look at that.
She sounds pretty confident.
She's trying, though.
You think it might be a facade?
I don't see the confidence on her face.
Rick, I think she's putting on a facade. And
if I can explain what a facade is, Rick?
Sure, Anthony. That would be a false front.
Right.
Where there's a front part, but behind it, there's actually nothing there.
Exactly. Just like you told everyone during your Universal Studios tour guide employment. Thank you, Rick.
Don't forget it was sponsored by Texaco.
Shut up.
Shut up, you idiot.
All right, who's next, Rick?
All right, Stacy's going down.
There you go.
All right, let's go.
Big Kev, could you wait till their head is down before you force the lid onto the barrel? You're a little overzealous with this duty.
Why didn't you put on your clown costume today, Kev?
Another Casey joke. Always funny. All right, it's Maria from Staten Island.
Maria ate the cup full of scabs, if you're a member.
Maria, what are you thinking?
Big blood.
are you a little nervous?
Yeah, of course
scared,
I'm nervous.
A little frightened of the unknown.
Yeah, but I could do this. Come on, this is like a prerequisite to living on Staten Island. It's got to be.
Well, that's true. They do have the dump over there.
Oh, the same smell.
She'll be used to the odor.
Have you felt
that
guilty
old gag.
Ever
Sorry,
since
Staten
you threw
Island.
That hat in the helicopter in Apocalypse Now?
Oh, God, you're awful. Get down low. I want that pontoon in a ray. All right, Rick, we got to move this along because...
You belong in a dump in Staten Island.
All right. Oh, look, his catchphrase. Everyone's got to clap.
Frenchie doing it live.
Sounded just like the tape.
See, he could do it live, too. A lot of people can't pull off the live
Sounded just like the CD, Anthony. Okay, let's go to Jennifer from Rahway.
I have one thing to say.
Yes?
Your mom's box.
All right, look at that. A Psycho Mark fan.
Bravo.
I told you. I'm legendary. Gack, gack, gack. I knew I still had heat.
I knew Ben would laugh.
I was here for the last 55-gallon drum. You can't do it without me.
See, you haven't had me on, but they haven't forgotten yet.
Tracy. Tracy from Washington.
Maryland.
Maryland.
Same thing.
Close
really.
Enough.
That's good.
So what do you think, Trace?
Next to last going in, last coming out.
Oh, yeah. She's talking some smack, Opie. There's some smack being spoken.
Make sure we dump a little extra in her barrel, all right?
We have a way to get rid of that cockiness.
Yes, and we use cocky to do it.
Don't you worry. Look at Tracy go. There she goes. All right, and last but not least, she got here in the nick of time.
Wow, really?
She qualified yesterday by licking the chocolate off the toilet bowl, Anthony.
Well, some chocolate was, some good chocolatey goodness was smeared in the toilet bowl just above the waterline. And she did a lap with her tongue all around the inside of the bowl to qualify
right
for this.
It's Stephanie from Philly.
We knew in the end, Ant,
that Philly would not let us down.
Are you freaking
God.
A little bit? What's the matter?
I'm, like, shaking horribly. I'm scared to death.
Are you? Is it the claustrophobic, tight
no.
spot that you're going to be in?
No, I just ran here. I'm just all nerve-shaking.
You're freaking out a little bit.
Wow, she's really shaking.
Well, that's okay. That makes for a better... can you scream real good?
I think so.
We'll find out.
Oh, she's freaked.
We'll find out.
All the other girls that are in their barrels are very quiet right now.
I know we're really focusing on this 55-gallon drum challenge and everything that's going to be happening during the show, but if I can just say, look at those cans. You know, hey, we're still all men here. And, wow.
That's right. Thank God we have some hotness.
We didn't see that yesterday.
All right.
So, okay, Stephanie, take a deep breath, and then she's in.
There she goes, putting on her safety goggles.
She's going to be the first to go.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's between her and the other Stacy.
You know what I consider her being like? She's like that the newbie replacement that comes in the war, where all the seasoned veterans are, and start showing pictures of the best gal that he's going to marry when
she's
he gets
Gardner.
Home. It's just done. Yeah, just done. Don't show the picture of your loved one. Done.
All right, Ant, they're in the barrels.
You gonna tell us before you put it on us?
What?
Who's talking?
Who's talking?
Oh, Stephanie, barrel 10.
Stephanie, you know something?
Yeah.
That might have been a good idea, but I don't think so.
Okay.
We didn't tell her. All right. How you doing, Steph? Here we go. Let the fun begin.
Just a little fun to start it off with. Go ahead.
Shh,
no one knows where it's coming
from. Well, I'm not freaked out just yet. God, come on.
I love the little screams. Yeah. These girls are never going to make
it. 40-minute show today.
These girls are never going to make it.
Oh, my God. Please.
That's right, you bitch.
And Frenchie's taunting.
Take it. You take it now.
All right, Frenchie.
Frenchie's just taunting them.
You like that, don't you?
You cowardly Frenchman.
All right. They're already screaming.
You love it.
The screams are great.
Okay, well, Anthony, we're getting the festivities going by throwing a little ice water in.
Yeah, that's
just, so the listeners could play along at home.
Warm them up a little bit.
They're doing the pour slow.
Oh, that's
torture.
That's real torture.
We have a cooler over there that is full of ice cubes and water.
Yeah.
That's it. This water is freezing cold. And this is good also because it leaves them a base of liquid at the bottom of the barrel that they now have to sit in for hours.
Oh,
and hypothermia could set in, right? Can we talk to our EMT over there?
Yeah, let's get the EMT on.
Get a mic on the EMT. Now, what's your experiences with hyperthermia? You know anything about that?
Sure, lots.
All right.
They're sitting in ice-cold water for how many hours?
And they're going to be in there for quite a few hours now
hours.
In this ice-cold water. What could happen?
Nice. Everything's going to tighten up. Muscles are going to tighten up.
Muscle cramping could happen.
Major cramping.
Blood flow slows down to those areas that are submerged.
Hold on. Yes. Poor circulation.
I don't think that guy's an EMT.
I don't either, Opie.
Emergency mullet.
They're on.
Security?
He got a stethoscope from, like, CVS around his neck.
Right. Dude, Uniform Supply around the corner. It's the best game.
See? All right, Rick, why don't we move on to something else? Any ladies want to quit?
Hell no.
Hell no.
All right.
Not with a little bit of ice water. Ain't going to get him out of there.
I'm way too close to the cooler.
Wouldn't it be great if we just pushed them all down an elevator shaft?
That's how we determine who wins in a tie. We push them down the stairs.
All right, Rick.
Let's see who's alive.
Enough of that. Let's move on to something else.
What would you like to go to?
And what do you want to go to? We got a whole list of things.
You
got to
be quiet,
and we can just point
we'll just
to something.
Point it out.
Let's,
right.
What are these? Some of our sponsors?
I know. Look at that.
Hey, we love Snapple, but
we actually have many of these things? 2,000?
Maybe.
Oh, that's great.
How about we throw a few of these in?
Which ones?
This.
All right.
That was always good because those things just keep going and going. Yeah.
Ben is handing me the net. It's a net. It's a big
Ben.
Net that you usually use to get, let's say you have a big fish in your aquarium at home and it dies. You take it out with this net, and the size of this net would determine that the fish that would go in it, you could not flush down your toilet. You would have to give it a proper burial.
Ben, come close to us here.
Yes, Ben.
How are our little friends doing?
I just checked. They seem to be doing okay.
Really? Still moving?
Should we tell the listeners right now?
Oh, of course.
Okay. You got to whisper, though, because...
Yeah, we don't want...
Make sure Becky can't hear us. I don't want her eavesdropping. Oh, look at her eye just poking out.
Ben went to Chinatown.
Yeah.
And he picked up... I think they're, what, two feet long?
Two
to 3 feet long. And they're very fat around. They are eels. And they are alive. And they will swim.
We thought you guys were done with
some,
the water.
Friends of theirs.
All right, enough with the water for now. For now. Hey, Frenchie wants to dump what he brought.
Let me dump what I brought. Oh, God damn.
This
what is that?
Beautiful.
Frenchie.
Oh, don't tell anybody.
No, you got to whisper to the audience what
all
it
right,
is.
All right, come here.
Sliced brain. It is sliced brain in some kind of fluid. What's the fluid?
The juice. Natural juice.
Natural brain juice. Now make sure, don't get, ugh.
All right.
Is,
some for everyone.
How could this be scooped out where we can dump an even amount on these girls? Do we have a ladle?
Yeah,
oh, the cup.
The cup, yeah.
Okay. Well, Frenchie doesn't care about getting his hands in there.
God, as soon as you hit the barrel, you hit the barrel and the girls jump.
Okay,
why don't we start
God. Oh, God damn. Oh, make sure you get some good...
Get a good one.
Yeah, get a good one.
Okay. Frenchie is dishing out what he brought for the 55-gallon drum challenge. I swear to God, I'm going to puke.
Give me the cup.
All right.
Looks like something you
fill up all the cups for the girls.
Yeah. Fill it up. Get a good one. All right. Where's the first barrel that's going to get this? Over there? You going over? All right. Do it over there. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong, Steph? God. What's wrong, Stephanie?
That's nasty. Oh, my mouth.
I went in her mouth. All right, let's move on to the next one. Let's go to Rick.
All right.
Yeah, I'm over, should I say her name or no?
No.
No, go ahead.
Kind of surprise her with it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, dude, that's... really gross.
Frenchie just is picking up with his hands.
Yeah, I see.
They're just
trooper.
All right, well, where are we going next? We got to speed this along a little bit.
It belongs in the dump.
All right, Stinky's going to
barrel number one. Becky.
Here we go.
Oh, you're a dog crap.
They don't know what it is. That's hilarious.
All right. Oh, God, look at that piece. Oh.
Rick, who's next?
Isn't it beautiful?
We're going to Stephanie in barrel 10.
That belongs in a dump in Staten Island.
All right, enough.
Stephanie?
Suck it!
I think Stephanie was okay with
Stephanie,
that.
Are you dead, Stephanie?
She is not. She hasn't made a sound since the first dumping.
Make sure she's okay, Steph.
I'm okay.
All right, she's trying to, like,
are you freaking out a little, Stephanie?
No, I'm just a little cold.
Oh, God. This is like a really bad kitchen experiment here.
That's right. All right, has everyone got item number two? No. All right, here goes Tracy.
All right.
Another one. She refuses to make a sound.
Well, they're meditating.
Yeah,
right.
That must be
Tracy
it.
Had no problem with that.
Well, there are going to be certain things that go in there that they can't ignore.
Yeah. Oh, ew. Ew. Ah, what the hell?
That's Maria from Staten Island.
Don't you worry about it.
And finally, Jennifer in barrel number 7.
What the?
You girls rock. All right. Hey, Rick, has everyone got Frenchie's surprise?
I think everyone's gotten it at least once.
The Frenchie surprise,
all right,
yes.
Frenchie, get rid of the rest of your thing. Let's move on to the next item, Rick.
Next item is right here, right in front of you guys.
I don't know how you're going to be able to get some of these.
We already opened up a hole in the box.
Oh, can you shake it in?
Wait. Has anyone checked upstairs to see what the listeners have brought? Stinky's going upstairs to see what the listeners have brought.
Can you just shake those out, you think?
Yeah.
Is that going to work?
Yeah. Hold on one sec. Let's remind the folks about the trip to WrestleMania again.
Yes.
It's not too late to get down here with something you want to dump into the 55-gallon drum challenge.
You come down here with something you think is going to freak these girls out to dump in the back. Barrel, you'll be in the running to go to WrestleMania. We're going to determine what the sickest thing is that one of our listeners bring down. We do have to use it. If you come down here with something a little too weird or dangerous, we're just going to send you home.
Right.
We will determine who brought the sickest thing, and we'll give you a trip for two to WrestleMania.
Plus airfare. Yeah, we're flying you there, the whole deal. Rick is just kind of throwing some chocolate syrup in there.
Yeah, it's kind of a good thing because it gets them sticky, so certain things can stick to them a little better, especially the next thing we're going to be dropping in.
All right, why don't we, Rick, why don't we go to item number 3?
What the hell? Nice syrup!
Yeah, a little syrup.
All right, we're here at contestant number 1,
now,
Becky.
These things might go all over, so let's really try to keep them in the barrel.
The next item for the 55-gallon drum challenge is live...
Oh, God, they're all over.
Live crickets.
Live crickets.
Live
these
crickets.
These things will crawl in their hair and all over them for the entire show.
In other places, too.
Yeah, you can only hope.
See a cricket running out holding his nose.
Becky, do you feel anything? You don't know what it is?
Hold on. Stinky, you got to get to Becky. She said something. What, Beck? Say
Becky,
that again, Becky.
Did you feel? I don't know what it is, though.
You don't feel anything?
I feel it.
Are you holding your nose? You sound nasal.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
What is it?
The worst nightmare is this. I hate you guys.
What's wrong, Double LC?
Oh, God. Why would you have to throw me out first? Oh, God.
Some of the girls not doing well with the crickets, Anthony.
Yeah, they're not happy.
Get a lot in there.
Get a lot in the barrels that scream the most. All right, the crickets are making their way around the half circle of barrels. Yeah, this is, oh my God. Look at what Frenchie's done. The best thing is, we're getting a reaction from barrels that we put the crickets in about a minute ago. Because now they're just realizing that they're starting to crawl around on them.
Oh my God!
Ladies, we just thought you could use some company in the barrels. You could give them names and make friends with them. Some of these girls are not doing well with the crickets. Call one Frenchie and step on it. All right, Tracy.
See, now they're starting. Look, she's trying to brush it off of her.
Becky, in barrel one, the barrel's shaking because they're trying to brush them off. You all right there, Becky? Those things really get into your hair.
I got my thing on. They're biting me.
Captain, it was Khan. He put creatures in our ears. He put creatures in our bodies.
All right. Let's move on to the next item.
Wow.
Some of the girls did quite well with that, and others did not do well at all.
Keep those, because we might want to reintroduce some of those later.
No, after we... someone should just keep dumping them until those things are done.
Yeah, keep going around with whatever we dump. If we have extra when we move on to the next one, just keep going around until it's done.
Like, someone get rid of the syrup for us. You could get rid of the...
Dump all the syrup on the girls.
There you go. Get rid of the crickets.
No.
And all the rest of those.
Let's go to Frenchie's next item that he brought in.
Oh, my God. This is... unbelievable. Once again, Opie.
We have a huge, giant gallon jug of pure blood.
Pure.
It is pure lamb.
Pure
blood. Nice and juicy.
Down with the freaking bugs.
Bugs. Wait, get the mic on barrel one. Here we go. Frenchie's second item. Let's see how this goes.
Oh, God.
You all right, Becky?
Yeah.
But yeah. All right, you might want to give her a little more. She says she's all right.
Fine.
All right, let's move on to barrel number two.
Here we go.
Notice like the...
There's bugs everywhere. Here we go.
The noises are amazing.
Oh god!
Blood dumped over her head.
You know what's great about this? The pacing of this is starting to build.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're really starting to get the items in there. More crickets are going in. Frenchie's gallon of blood is being poured on their heads right now.
In on top.
Ben, do we have a problem? Oh, wait, get the mic, Ben.
Let's
Ben has
one of our friends, not the lengthier. The other ones are they're starting to look a little
little peaked.
Yeah, they probably don't have much time left.
So why don't we put those in? Yeah, why don't we put those in?
Oh my god,
oh my god, they are just dumping. Look at the top of the barrels. Look completely disgusting now with the blood on top of it.
Yeah, we're getting all sorts of pictures done. I think these pictures are going up as the show goes on today, too, Anthony.
Crickets and blood.
Crickets. What's in the barrel? Crickets. What happened?
It's loose. One of them is loose.
Oh, God damn. Pick it up.
What happened?
One of them got loose.
One of them got out.
What? What got out?
Frenchie is grabbing them.
Shoot it.
Oh, my God.
The girls are freaked out because all they're hearing outside the barrels is, oh, my God, one got out.
We're not talking about
the girls. We're talking about another item that we're putting in the barrels in a little while.
Oh, boy. Ben, let me see that. Come here. Let me see. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Don't let it get you. Don't let it get you.
Just
bring the bucket over here. God damn. Oh, my God. Okay. Put it back.
Get a hold of yourself, would you?
It's disgusting. And it looks very dangerous.
All right. Frenchie's almost done with the pure blood that is being poured on their heads right now. You're listening to the 55-gallon drum challenge on the Opie and Anthony Show.
This is going to be sick.
All right. Here we go. Watch this.
Hold on. I think we have somebody punching out.
Tracy?
This is Tracy. Tracy.
No, I'm okay.
Oh! Did she say she wanted out?
She started to try and tap out, but I think she recovered.
All right.
Another item has started making its way into the barrels.
We have to actually pull the lid off the barrels to put these in because they're so big. They are huge crabs. They're giant.
Hold on. I think Tracy does want out again. Tracy, do you want out?
What?
I went out.
Oh, okay. Unbuckle the top. Tracy's out.
We've lost our first contestant in the 55-gallon drum challenge.
Tracy is out. Come on out, Tracy.
Anthony, I think she heard what was going into the other barrel.
Oh, Tracy.
Oh, there goes Tracy.
Oh, my God.
Get a picture of Tracy.
You okay?
Tracy's out. Tracy, what was going on in there? What's the problem?
Oh, my God. Stephanie,
you okay?
Stephanie wants out right now. Get her out.
Stephanie's
unbuckle
out.
The top. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Are you okay, Stephanie?
All right, wait, what, Stephanie, what got you?
What finally got you?
I saw what's coming in next.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
I can't do that.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Oh, well, get the ladies into the bathroom so they could clean off.
Oh, my God, the girl, she looks like...
Oh, my God. Stephanie...
She looks like she was in the movie Carrie.
Stephanie, you look like you just walked out of a murder scene.
All right, listen, these girls are really freaked out. Let's talk to Tracy first. Tracy, what happened?
It was... The crickets.
Oh, the crickets got you.
But they were sticky. Like,
they cling to you.
Yeah,
and they kind of feel like little needles going into you, don't they? Yes, they do. Wow, we lost two just in anticipation of the one that Ben's got.
That's right. And how many girls got the next item? Three already?
Three down. Three. And
Tracy fell.
Are you okay? She slipped on the various fluids and whatnot.
All right, Tracy, curdled milk girl is
look
out.
Look at what Becky's doing. The little friend. You can't push him back out the hole. Keep him in there with you.
He's saying hi.
He's your pal.
And hi, Stephanie, buddy. Let's get some final words from Stephanie from Philly. She looks really freaked
Stephanie,
out.
Stephanie, put your hand straight out. Let me see how much you're shaking. Here, go talk. Oh, my God. Look at her tremble.
I saw what was going next. The crickets, yeah. I killed them. I just took the ice water and just smashed them all. But
hey, why don't you go talk to the EMT guys? She's a little freaked out. You're right?
EMT guys, do you think she's okay?
I'm fine.
Hey, could you take her blood pressure? Let's see what your blood pressure is.
It's really, really high.
This looks like footage from the greatest porn ever shot. Bloody and frightened.
We have so much footage being taken of this event. Wow. Though. You guys got stuff to check out. Check out later on.
That's Sarah in four.
Yeah, they've gone back to putting in the giant crabs.
Very big crabs.
Into the barrels.
I think they're about 6 to 7
right.
inches long. We have to actually open the barrels to put them in.
Who's next?
Sarah. They're all bloody with big crabs on them. You should have just dropped in the underwear of an African prostitute.
You are horrid.
Did Stacy make it? Stacy's okay. See, ladies, it's not that bad.
It's not moving.
Hey, wait. Yeah, no cursing. There's no cursing in the 55-gallon drum challenge.
You may want to, but don't do it. You can think about it, but don't
sing. No cursing.
Oh, my God.
That's an attention getter.
You'll be okay.
And now the last one, Jennifer, is going to be getting her addition to the family.
Oh, my God. What the hell is that? It's a crab. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Can somebody take it out? Does it have any claws? Oh, I don't want to touch it.
Okay.
Is it going to bite me?
Hey, it might.
No cursing.
No cursing.
No cursing.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Girls, no cursing. They are losing it. They're cursing like crazy.
Yeah.
Anthony, we need to build up some delay. You're listening to the 55-gallon drum challenge. It's the Opie and Anthony show. Why don't we take a break?
Yeah.
As it stands now, we still have 7 girls in the 55-gallon drum challenge. Jennifer from Philly. And Tracy from Maryland, they dropped out. They couldn't handle it.
It was a little much. There's a cricket on your neck? Oh, my God. Look at these.
Look at, look at what has arrived, Anthony.
Are you so glad that you dropped out now?
We can't hear because she doesn't have a mic on. Why don't we take a break, regroup, okay? You're listening to the 55-gallon drum challenge. Stay there.
The 55-gallon drum challenge is brought to you by the Hard Rock Cafe on 57th Street in Manhattan and Rare Form Catering Incorporated.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
N-E-W.
the Opie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. We're doing the 55 gallon drum challenge.
God, look at our back.
And we need a recap up to this point because one of the girls is getting work done right now. Well, oh man, put that back. Frenchie, put that back.
Idiot.
We need those alive. Shh. Let's do a recap here, Anthony. Two of the girls have dropped out, right? We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 girls still in their barrels.
Yeah.
The big, huge crabs really freaked out Stephanie and Tracy, and they are out of the challenge.
Yeah, they tapped out. The second anybody wants out, they just say so, and we crack the lid, and it's over.
Right.
So two of them are out. What are we still got 7 left?
And one of the girls is getting worked on, Maria from Staten Island. She seems to have a cricket in her ear.
There could be a cricket in her ear.
In her ear.
Her ear, not ear. Her ear.
In her, her ear.
Her ear.
Her ear?
In her ear. In her ear.
In her ear, right.
Okay. So she's being...
worked on.
Tended to. Can you give a mic to her for a second? Hey, Maria.
Yeah.
What do you feel?
It's moving, like, in my ear. I feel it, like, wiggling and everything.
Really?
It's moving.
A cricket?
I don't know. If you could put it, like, in my ear right now, you could actually hear it moving.
Oh, my God. How are we going to get it out?
That's terrible.
We got to move on with the challenge. How are we going to get it out?
Hit her on the head with a hammer.
Oh.
That might work.
Are you trying to pull it out?
Yeah, it's not like...
Is it going...
No, it's definitely moving.
Oh, my God.
Do we have any tweezers or anything?
Pete Johnson will do it. I can get any problem solved.
She's doing that hop you do when you get water in your ear, but this time around it's a cricket.
Yeah, use like gravity or something. Kind of.
She's not having any luck getting the cricket out. Work.
I think some tool is being is some tool being gotten.
Yes, is being worked on right now.
Here we go. Hold on. Let's see how this pans out.
They're doing some minor surgery.
Oh my God!
What are you going to do with swizzle sticks, Maria?
Yeah.
No, they're chopsticks from Fuji. Oh.
Maria.
Yeah.
Keep the mic on her, Stink.
Hold still.
All right, they're putting a light.
Hold still. Don't move.
More the medical team is on the scene now, Anthony.
Oh, my God. I can't believe she got a goddamn cricket.
Hurry up, it's moving.
Hurry up, it's moving. That's something you never want to hear.
Captain Kirk, it was gone. It was gone.
They are...
He put creatures in our bodies.
All right, they're working on her.
Don't worry.
She might have to drop out of the challenge, I'm
thinking.
Hell
no.
Well... Okay, hold on. Wow. Jeez, were you trying to push them out the other side?
They're digging.
All right, dig.
Ooh. Just pushing it.
Ben, what's going on?
There's crickets all over her crotch.
Don't make them laugh.
Right?
All right.
You sure it might not be some blood that dripped in there? Or?
No, I feel it, and I'm going deaf on this side.
I'm going deaf. Well,
all right.
That's not something we wanted to do today.
It really hurts.
There's no going deaf.
Someone's taking a look in there. Hold on. Let's see what this does. Oh, we got some light on the subject. That's good.
No, Pete. What is that?
Pete, that's too big.
Pete's got these giant...
Teasers. That's nice if it's a breech baby. What are you going to do with it?
What are the official rules?
Guys?
Yeah. She's going to have to come out. It's into the ear canal. She's going to have to go get seen for medical treatment.
All right. Oh. I'm sorry, Maria.
Oh, my God.
But,
do I have to?
Yeah.
You live in there for a little bit?
No. Boy, I'll tell you, looking like that, though, you'll get first treatment in the emergency room. They're going to think it was a gunshot wound.
She's got to drop out because of this?
Yeah.
Can we get her cleaned up a little?
Yeah, clean her up.
Do I have to drop out?
You do.
Ew, it's in the ear canal.
It's in there. Don't worry, it can't go through your eardrum or nothing and go into your brain.
Yeah, how are they going to explain that in the ER? Really? She's got to go?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's better to be safe like that. And
okay. Well, Ant, this was a ton
unexpected.
Of events.
We've never had a medical dropout.
A medical dropout. We have to say goodbye to Maria from Staten Island.
Clean her up.
Oh.
How big are those ears that a cricket could burrow in without being noticed until it was too late?
Let's talk to Maria. She doesn't sound happy. Maria.
Maria.
I want to go.
Look at she's digging and trying.
Can I really stay?
No, you can't. Now you have to go. Isn't that a shame?
She's going to cry, Anthony.
Yeah.
It's not a happy ending.
Next year, Opie, earmuffs.
Earmuffs.
For the girls, maybe.
Earplugs.
Jot that down.
Earplugs. Earplugs. Would be nice.
Whoa. No, you ain't getting that. Don't F with the rest of the goods.
Well, what are we going to do?
Oh, man. Well, she's got to go.
Maria?
Maria.
Can't we, like, do it while we're in the hospital?
No, you have to go. Come on, step out of the barrel.
Oh, my God.
Step out. Well, help her out. Make sure that barrel don't fall over. That's all we need.
There goes Maria, Anthony.
There goes Maria. Clean her up and send her to the hospital.
Daisy, go.
All right.
She's
giving her support to Stacy.
To the other athletes
from Lodi.
There goes Maria.
There she goes.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, that really does suck. You have some brain on your ass.
Yeah, who saw that coming?
You want to brush the brain off of her ass?
Yeah, and I saw a cricket crawling on your back. And
all right, let's let the festivities continue, Rick.
The pristine cricket.
All right, let's.
Oh, my God, they're putting her on. What are you putting her on that thing for?
What the hell?
You can't just walk her out?
Oh, that, my. They'll arrest me. Looking like that, they'll arrest me.
That's true.
Wait, dude, man, you can't take her out of the building on a stretcher with covered with blood. People are going to freak out.
Oh, my God.
They brought in a stretcher, Anthony.
They're going to look at her coming out and go, oh, my God, what happened?
It's a gurney.
Make sure you tell everyone on your way out, oh, my God, I was on the Opie and Anthony show. It was horrible.
They've gone too far.
This time they've gone too far.
Oh, man. Give her a baby wipe for her face, dude.
No.
No. No.
No.
I want to see the look.
You just want her completely.
Perfect.
Dude, somebody videotape this all the way out because I got to see the looks on people's faces.
Yeah, one of our contestants is leaving the building if you're in the area. She will be on the gurney.
You have more brain on you than Jackie Kennedy. Look at her head.
Oh.
Wipe the brain off of her head. Sorry.
All right. Get her on the gurney.
Jesus.
And this is going to be a short 55-gallon drum challenge. We're down to six girls already.
Well, Opie, this was very unexpected. We didn't see this happening. Two of the girls dropped out because they felt they weren't able to take the next thing that was coming up.
Quite
and
frankly,
the crickets. But this one, who guessed this was going to happen?
I thought she was faking.
I did, too.
I was like, come on, stop.
Well, we will expect a phone call from the hospital, letting us know what happened. Look at her blood. She is blood-soaked from head to toe. The sheets they are covering with now are completely blood-soaked, and she is going to be brought out of this building like this. This is horrible.
We'll get an update on Monday, because there's a story to be told here. Look at this.
Who's going to videotape this? All right, go down there and make sure this all gets on tape. Get as many people's reaction faces as you can.
What side is the ambulance on? The Brooklyn Diner side? 56?
Just go with
it. It's on 56th Street, the ambulance. They're taking out one of our contestants right now.
The whole way out, can you just scream, damn Jim Norton and his big mule?
And there she goes.
There she go. I can't believe
they're
one of our contestants
are
being brought out on a stretcher.
Wow.
Someone should go down with a cell phone.
Yeah, someone should go with a cell phone.
Yeah, why don't we go with a cell phone?
Oh, my God. I can't wait to see the videotape now because people are going to freak out.
Boy,
the building's going to love us now, Ben.
Building is now going to officially hate us even
this
more.
This goes in the line of the animals we've had up here. We had a Siberian tiger that we brought up here one day, and that's no joke. We had a tiger we brought up. We've had people that probably shouldn't have been in the building. We had the fire department have to show up because we had rat meat that was burning on the grill.
Tracy, are you giving them pointers?
No,
I'm telling
you
to stay in.
She's telling me to stay in.
All right.
Sister to sister, yo.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it.
This one time when I put that black thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, is someone following her down?
Yeah.
Who?
With a cell phone?
Someone will rename.
remain
nameless today.
Is videotaping it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, are we going to put him on the phone?
Yeah.
To get his reaction?
And he won't remain nameless, I guess. We'll I guess that gags. Don't let her be on the phone. She should probably drop it into that big Dumbo ear. How do you lose a cricket in your ear?
That big Dumbo.
None of the other girls are losing animals.
Opie.
Critters.
I'm stunned. It was surreal watching one of our contestants being wheeled out on a gurney.
And she's very bloody.
I cannot believe that just happened.
It stopped our thing here.
Oh, boy.
Our challenge.
Dude, I don't like what the looks of what this guy has. That looks like we might need the deodorizer guy after this happens.
Oh, my God.
Keep it over there. Keep it over there.
Just a nice cocktail.
Okay.
A cocktail.
Are we going to continue the challenge?
Sure.
Yes.
All right. All right. You know what? Quickly, go to every lady, starting for barrel one. Becky, you still in?
Yeah, definitely.
No problem. All right.
Yeah,
Stephanie, you're in?
Yes.
Double LC, you're in?
I'm sitting in the blood. I'm in, baby.
Oh. All right. Sarah?
Yeah, I'm in.
You're in? No problem. And Stacy, you in?
I'm good.
All right. Jennifer?
Yes, I'm definitely in.
Okay.
All right.
No, and those two barrels, Stinky, are empty.
Yeah.
And the third barrel, too.
Turn them around. We don't even want to see the names
That's
anymore.
That's it.
There they go.
The barrel's put in the Hall of Shame.
Okay, why don't we continue the 55-gallon drum challenge?
All right.
We'll get an update on Maria.
Oh God,
from Staten
I'm
Island.
Seeing liquid. Ooh, that's the. Opie, look, it's a gallon jug of dip spit. Guy, he's making more up right now. You know, when you put the chewing tobacco in your gum and you have to spit?
Yeah.
He has been spitting in this jug for I don't know how long. So
three
it's
weeks.
A whole gallon. 3 weeks.
All right, listen, we haven't poured anything into these barrels in about 20 minutes. Because
well, we've had an emergency, Opie.
So let's make up for lost time, Rick, and let the dumping begin.
We're back.
All right,
we're back
to
dumping.
We're back to torturing. Yes, well, Ben?
We have an update from downstairs, I think.
Oh, we do?
Oh, we're going to the phones?
Let's go to the phones. An update from downstairs.
All right, as our contestant was wheeled out of the building on a gurney.
Yes.
Maria. Hello.
Needless to say,
yeah. The
security downstairs, not happy.
Not happy.
Oh, boy, what now?
Well, their faces were just a little... Well, you know what their faces are like when we come into the building.
Just because a bloody woman is being wheeled out by emergency workers, come on.
And we did have a couple people stopping on the street going, oh, my God, what happened to that woman?
All right. Thank you, sir.
Holy
no problem.
Jesus.
Who will remain nameless today?
Yes.
There he goes.
See you, Fred.
All right.
All right, let's let the dumping continue.
All right, what are we going to... Oh, boy.
Is
that the same stuff?
Yeah, tobacco chew spit
it's
is...
Chew spit. Okay.
That's 2.5 weeks worth of saliva right there.
That's a dedicated listener.
I kept all the wads of spit, so there's a nice thick layer of leafy goodness.
Shake it up, though.
I better not get a yeast infection from this.
Yeah, quiet, you.
He's going to get mouth cancer. What are you complaining about?
All right, let's go. Let's get
dump a little bit, enough to go around.
Yeah, let's get this over with here.
No. Oh, that's so disgusting.
Oh, my God, it's going in really thick.
Ah, God damn.
The spit is going in really thick. It's not like regular fluid. Oh, my. Look at that.
Hey, what does it smell like, girls? What?
It smells like cough medicine.
Well, that's not cough medicine.
No.
The burning.
All right, they're pouring it.
Oh, it's cold.
Okay,
cold spit, Anthony.
Oh, some more. Oh my God.
This guy now has a gallon jug.
All right,
hot
just
lead and cold.
Yeah.
Food.
All right, all the girls are getting a lot now.
I can't look.
Hey, let's move on to the next item.
Keep it going.
I remember that guy from the last 55-gallon drum challenge.
Oh, yeah.
He had
some of the most disgusting. Look, he's got the scooper and everything.
Got the eyeballs.
Wait, whisper what you got for the 55-gallon drum challenge.
Okay, I got chum, bunker chum, with concentrate bunker oil.
Okay.
Squid.
Okay.
Herring.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it stinks.
And whole bunker.
Wow, okay.
It's gross.
Yeah. All right, let's start.
Move it over there. And
did you bring the Popeye surprise this year?
Yes.
I saved
Popeye
the eyeballs for you guys.
The Popeye surprise.
All right, here we go. The chum is making its way into the barrels.
Dude, that smells so friggin' bad.
What happened?
Eric just decided to do a little fresh stuff right out of his mouth.
Oh Jesus.
Oh, God.
Yes. All right, Rick, we're going on to the next item.
All right.
Just pour it all in now, man.
Oh God.
Oh my God.
That is so disgusting.
Listen to this reaction.
Oh, God, what is that? Oh, nasty.
Give her another one.
Oh, God.
It went right on her head. This
you know
chum
what's funny?
Smells so bad.
Opie, it piles up on top of the hole and then slowly goes and falls into the barrel.
Let's get another reaction here. Here goes Stacy.
Let's listen. Let's listen in.
Let's listen in. Here we go.
Okay, terrific.
No cursing.
Oh.
That was a great reaction, but she cursed, Ann. She said, what the F? All right.
All right. Next up, get a good one.
The chum is making its way in to the barrels.
Did you see the barrel shaking back and forth like she's trying to get away from it, but she's in a barrel?
It's so enough. I don't even have the goggles on anymore.
Do you want out?
No.
Oh, all right.
That's my mouth. How nice is that to hear?
All right, look at it. He's scooping. The chum looks almost like chili.
Yeah.
But it doesn't smell like chili. She might be out, Anthony. Stephanie, you want out?
No!
Oh, she made it.
You see the barrel shake? Give her another one. Oh, my God. Look at all of it.
Oh, my
God. Cursing. Hold on. No cursing.
No cursing.
It looks like something out of the dumpster at Planned Parenthood.
Jim. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's
the...
Ow!
I bet he's having no problem with the chum, man.
Oh, God.
Okay. All right, she had no problem with the chum.
She seems to be enjoying the chum.
Rick, should we get one more item in before we take a break? What do we...
One more barrel to go?
Okay.
Oh, well, we almost forgot someone. Perish that thought. All right. You know something? To make up for it, you better give her just extra special amount.
All right, here we go. Watch this thing.
Oh, this is gross.
Stacy is not going to make it.
Look at all of it.
She's not going to make it. This could be it right here, Ant. This could be it.
Oh, my God. It went to my mouth. Ew.
Ah.
Okay. It's in my mouth.
Guys, stop using the barrels like a glory hole.
Oh, Christ, that's funny.
All right.
Look at this girl. Get a picture of her.
Oh, man.
Get her a picture of her trying to breathe. Right there, Rick.
That looks sad. One girl is sticking her whole mouth through one of the holes.
She's trying to breathe.
Yeah. Because now it stinks in there. Now it stinks. Rick, let's get one more item before we take a quick break here. And after the commercial break...
Why is he putting gloves on?
Opie,
he's going to need them.
He's putting rubber gloves on.
It's been sitting in my driveway for 3 days.
Ah!
Let's start with...
This is a fish. A complete fish going in the barrel.
Oh, my God.
That stinks. Those stink.
Oh, God.
They're bunker. And what are you following it up with?
Squid.
Smelly.
Wow.
Dude,
that
damn.
Smells so
it stinks
bad.
In here.
You shouldn't say it out loud, though.
All right, here he goes. A full rotting bunker. Bunker fish.
Drop it by her crotch and watch the fish jump out.
These fish have been rotting for 3 days, so we squeeze them, and they just fall apart into the barrel. They stink. It stinks.
You know what
here.
He's doing? He's squeezing them right in the middle, and they bust apart, and then he drops them in. So all their innards.
All their...
A couple ills.
Oh, God, this is killing me.
All right.
Oh, no.
Squid won't bite.
Oh, shut up.
Put that fish back. Get a picture of this over here. She's sticking the fish back out the hole. Becky, do that again.
Becky's ballsy.
Ew.
Ugh. Do it again, Becky.
Look on the top. On the top.
All right, how we doing?
I cannot even convey how bad it smells in here right now.
Oh.
It is so
bad. This is for $2,000, by the way.
You're tempted just to go, oh, are you almost there? Oh, are you almost there?
Uh-oh. This could be it. This could be it. Stacy? Could be over. Stacy's the girl that we squirted with the blood with the super soakers.
Yeah.
She was real nervous going into this, and I don't think she's going to last much longer. And last but not least, Jennifer from Huawei.
Who's coughing?
Oh, God.
Stacy, you okay?
Uh-oh. Oh, it's freezing.
Oh, well.
Oh, nasty.
We're going to lose one of these girls real soon. Hey, Stacy, you okay? Stacy! Stacy, speak to us!
Hold on.
Wake up. Hold on.
Stacy, all right?
She might be out,
Stacy?
Yeah, I'm right.
What?
She's crying.
Stacy, are you okay?
Yeah.
Talk to us. What's the matter?
No cursing. No cursing.
Don't be gross.
No cursing.
I won't curse.
She was crying.
All right.
And then she said there's S in my eyes.
She's got one.
It stinks in here. Why don't we take a break? I think these girls have made it past that round of the 55-gallon drum challenge.
Wow. And now they see the one thing. The one level of this whole thing is right when we put it in.
Right.
The next one, and I think even more difficult, is having to sit in it.
Right.
While the smell festers, while the living things crawl on them for hours.
For hours.
So, ladies, you're doing a great job.
All right, hang in there, ladies. It's the 55-gallon drum challenge. We'll continue next.
Opie and Anthony.
What do you think this show is?
It's a mix between a curious bemusement and outright horror.
It's absolutely disgusting.
It's awful.
Filth and trash.
It's really bad, but it's really good.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Truly tasteless and not funny.
N-E-W. The Opie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
Oh, wow.
We're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. We're in the middle of the 55-gallon drum challenge, Anthony.
Yeah.
Where are we at? Where are we at here? We lost, what, three or four girls?
We lost three contestants. And Tracy from Maryland and Stephanie from Philly, they bowed out at the same time. It just finally got to them, the disgust of this contest.
It was the crabs that got them in the end, Anthony.
They were last in line to have the crabs dumped in their container. By the way, the lid had to be lifted off because they didn't fit in the holes. They were big crabs.
Real big.
And just listening to the other girls' horrible screams from those crabs, the two of them backed out.
They couldn't take it.
Then, boy, who expected this? Maria from Staten Island. She had a cricket.
What?
We had dumped...
All right, French.
We had dumped crickets in the barrels, and apparently a cricket crawled in her ear. Her ear.
In
you know,
her
where,
ear.
Where you hear from.
Yeah, she was one of the favorites, too, Ant.
She did not want to leave, but it was recommended that she go seek medical attention. She came out of the barrel. We had poured blood on top of her, so she was covered in blood and brain matter, which was also poured in there. Put on a gurney and wheeled to an ambulance outside to the horror of anyone who saw. From what I hear, people are just saying, oh, my God, what happened to that poor girl?
Yeah, they're not happy with us.
Covered with blood.
Downstairs. And we're doing this why, Anthony?
I don't know. It's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, for the contestants?
Yeah.
Money, Opie. Pure and simple cash. $2,000, $2,000 for the winner. We have $1,000 for second place, $500 for third place. We also have an Xbox, courtesy of VideoGameAdvantage.com. Check them out. And, of course, WWF WrestleMania, a trip to WrestleMania, Toronto, Canada, plus airfare. And it's going to be a great time. That will go. The trip to WrestleMania will go to a lovely listener that comes down here and, as determined by us, brings in the most disgusting thing.
And who's in the lead with that?
Right now,
it's tough.
You know something?
It's a call between the
two guys, very good,
yeah.
Because that's kind of odd. But the reaction we got from Chum Guy is unbelievable.
So Chum Guy's in the lead?
Based on the screaming and horror, yes, I got to say Chum Guy is probably in the lead. Although the Chew Guy, dude, that was brilliant. You saving your own spit and tobacco
for a month.
I just want to let you guys know that for a week straight, I was sick.
Oh, so really?
I was hacking up all sorts of nasty green stuff.
It's good, kind
so
of.
So you had some floaters in
it. A little influenza floating in it. Nice.
Pieces of human lung.
That's good.
All right, Ben is writing a note about our little friends. A
couple of my friends have died.
Died. Oh,
okay.
Oh, that's sad.
Have perished.
You want us to send a card?
Perished.
Perished, maybe?
Perished.
Perished, perished. Wow.
That's a shame.
All right.
We got some that is still really moving, though.
Good. Oh, okay.
We got one that's feisty.
All right, shut up!
Feisty!
All right, let's...
I'm talking about the contestants,
Opie. Oh, okay.
They're all feisty, aren't they?
Ben is loving this. Let's let the 55-gallon drum challenge continue.
I think the commercial breaks are very hard for the girls, because then they just got to sit there and reflect what they're sitting in.
Yeah.
Reflect on that.
Are the ladies doing okay?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see how this works for you then.
They're all just like, yeah.
All right, Rick. Who's this
guy?
Oh,
God, Frenchie.
What have you brought? You got a whisper.
Okay, guys. We got basically what we have going here is curdled milk, bad mayonnaise, bad sour mix, about 150, 200 cigarette butts. There's some other stuff in there.
It's what he just calls a disgusting cocktail.
All sorts of cool stuff.
Yeah.
Man, when you open that lid, it's going to...
It is
really stinking here. You know,
it is very bad.
If you leave the area and come back, that's when you have
then
a problem with the smell.
It's really bad.
Look at Earl.
Hello.
Okay, let's go. Let's continue.
Oh, this guy's great.
It smells horrible.
Thanks,
yeah.
Earl.
Earl.
Hey.
Earl, no cursing, Earl.
I'm going to throw you in a barrel. All right, here we go, Aunt.
Yeah. Frenchie, God damn it, what he's dumping in there. I don't even know what that is.
It's pulverized and it's red. I believe it's pulverized livers.
It is. He said he was going to dump the liver.
Out.
What?
I'm freezing.
Double LC, are you out?
I'm freezing.
All right, get her out of the barrel.
Wait. She's out. Double LC is out.
Double LC is out. We have another contestant dropping to the wayside. See,
bottom of the thing, I'm freezing.
Yeah, a lot of things taken into consideration here.
Wow, you look,
cold.
You looked hot going into the barrel, and you look, interesting coming out of the barrel.
Can I, have my towel?
Give her a towel, Rick. Hook her up. Yeah. Get her out of the barrel, walk her out, make sure she doesn't slip.
Girls, I gotta run. That's
not Double LC's coming out of the barrel. Her leg's barely able to hold herself.
Because I'm freezing.
She is freezing.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know what? We might want to put some warm water into the barrel so some of these girls survive. All right. Double LC is out.
Wow.
How was your experience in the barrel there, Double LC?
It was fine. It was nice. And I hate that I got to get out, but I'm freezing.
Yeah. Anything really get to you in there? What was the worst thing?
It was first about the crab, then I kind of covered it up with the napkins. And after that, it was what was it after that? Nothing really. It was just slimy. And then it got cold because he kept coming to bring the ice over.
All right. One of Ben's friends has jumped out of the pail.
Two of them.
Two of them. All right, Rick, we got to keep this moving along because some of these girls are really,
all right,
really cold.
All right, towel her off and
she's out.
Move her aside. Good effort.
All right, that really stinks.
Whoa, that's that concoction.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Of sour milk.
Oh, my God, that stinks.
Okay, all right.
Make sure there's enough for everybody.
And the cigarette butts in it.
God damn, does that smell? Oh, my God.
Okay, I don't know what to do now about my smelling.
hey, stink. Well, that guy that dumps what he has into the barrels, come over here. Let's talk to this next guy. We're going to get a lot of stuff into the barrels.
Okay, sir, very quietly, what do you have?
I got some sour milk, some sardines with mustard sauce, fish heads, fish guts, and something that I just got for 99 cents. Just looked like a bunch of pureed crap out of a fish.
Okay.
Some cottage cheese, some dog food.
Yeah.
And some old mayo and egg yolks.
All right.
Very good.
Have him see Rick there, Stinky.
These things, these are liquid concoctions.
No, don't
that
open
people,
it up here.
No, over there. Go over, follow us, Steve. Go over there, far away. These concoctions, Opie, these liquid concoctions people are bringing in, very good because it will warm the water up a little because we don't want to lose girls to the freezing cold.
I hate that we lost one of our contestants because it was too cold in
there.
Yeah,
well, you know something? It just shows you how difficult it is. It's not just about the gross or scary things.
It's really gross.
It's an endurance contest.
All right. They're not happy with what we're pouring into the barrels.
Oh, Ben's ready to puke.
It's really starting
to stink
in here.
Ben is going to puke.
All right, Rick, why don't we move on to the next? What else we got?
We're still doing a Frenchie paste.
All right, get the Frenchie paste in there. That's the chopped up blood livers. Bloody livers. I don't know what
you
call it.
Bloody pulverized pureed liver is going in on these girls.
That was gross. That was right in between my legs.
You know what else is really disturbing? The fact that these girls are kind of, they're almost sounding beaten.
Right.
Uh-oh. What is this?
All right, wait. This is a big,
two guys just showed up at a...
This is the pig stuff.
Very...
We got some pig lungs, livers, intestines, and blood.
Are you the slaughterhouse guys?
Okay.
Slaughterhouse guys. Right?
Slaughterhouse guys. Pig livers, pig lungs...
Intestines. We'll save the intestines for last. They've got the worst smell.
Oh, God. All right, Rick, we're ready for our... What's going on, Rick?
I've got Andrew here. Andrew, what's your concoction?
We talked to him.
We got him ready.
Yeah. Rick, that's okay.
Rick, and we talked to these guys.
The slaughterhouse guys. Slaughterhouse.
God. Wait, they got two huge beer coolers.
Guys, this looks like body parts.
It's packed up. It does. It looks.
Oh, we can't put that in there.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
no.
He's putting on rubber gloves.
Oh, my God. They just opened up two coolers. It looks like a serial killer's cooler.
It looks like
full of body
something
parts.
You would have gotten out of Jeffrey Dahmer's apartment.
Yes, they are packed full to the top with organs. There are various organs.
This is going to freak out some of the
God,
girls.
Oh, my God. The smell coming out of it.
Oh, God. The smell.
Whoa.
Oh, just when I thought it couldn't smell any worse in here.
We need some bigger holes.
Oh, my God.
I'm so hoping my sense of smell would have been deadened by now. And look at Big Kev.
My God. I don't think I can continue.
Big Kev. Wow. Okay. Dump it in. Dump it in.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that smells so bad. Dude, we've smelled just about... Put some of that on a napkin.
Yeah, give me these.
Give me one of them.
No, not that. Give me a napkin. Put some Vicks on that goddamn thing.
I need some Vicks. Just give me the Vicks.
Holy Jesus. No cursing.
Wow.
Holy,
are they cursing again?
I can't take this. I quit. I'm out of the contest, Opie.
No, you can't.
I gotta quit.
Here, put some Vicks on your nose.
We're a bunch of pussies, I swear to God.
Where's the Vicks? Where do you Vicks?
We're like little crybabies.
Oh, that's better. Big Kev doesn't have a sense of smell, by the way.
Does he?
He doesn't. And this is nothing, right?
Okay.
I am now going to speak with a napkin full of Vicks under my nose.
That feels much better.
This is so horrendous.
They are shoving the body parts.
It's organs. Big pig organs.
Animal body parts through the little holes in the barrel.
Knotted animal body parts.
What the hell is that?
What are those things?
No, come here. What is that, really?
Dude, they're intestines. They're intestines.
Is that the intestines?
Yeah.
Okay, no. Over there. Are we getting pictures of all this? Dude,
that looks like somebody just, like, split open and their guts came out.
Okay, they're just squeezing the animal body parts into the barrels.
You girls are better men than I.
Oh, my God.
Call me a pussy, because I wouldn't do this, man.
I want to quit. I don't know what I should do. I got to quit. I got to leave. What should I do?
You can act like a man. What's the matter with you?
I'm sorry, Godfather.
Oh, God. It smells like... It's really... this is the worst. This is so much worse
than
healthier.
What the hell is that?
That's a lung?
That's lung.
Ladies, say hello to pig's lungs.
Oh, jeez. I don't
want to
get the
H,
fellas.
Oh, my God.
All right. God, that is a huge...
Oh, God damn it.
That looked like something out of Aliens.
You know what just happened? The lungs fell through the hole, and the windpipe, like, snapped, like when you suck in the last piece of spaghetti in your mouth. It went like...
All
All right, there you are. Just
the Vicks isn't even helping.
Hey, you got to spray. You got to spray.
This is horrible.
Yes. Yeah. What are you doing,
Jenner?
This is
awful.
Spray a little bit. Spray a little toward the talent here.
Spray a little.
Screw everyone up. No, I'm just kidding.
That's good.
Thank you. And they're just forcing the lungs into the barrels.
Oh, my
God.
They stink so bad.
That's rotted body.
It's all gooey.
It's all gooey.
It sure is gooey. What happened, Rick?
Just like the other one, it just kind of just slopped itself all over.
God, look at that. He's holding it by the windpipe.
All right.
I think Slaughterhouse Guy is in the lead for the trip to WrestleMania.
Oh, my God.
Right, Ant? Yeah. Yes. Right now, Slaughterhouse Guy is... Oh! Jesus Christ.
That is so disgusting.
It all fits in that little hole.
It's just a bloody lung.
Look at the windpipe. Watch the windpipe fall through, Opie. You're going to love this.
Oh,
he's ripping the lung apart. You guys, wait till you see the video and the pictures of this. That was so disgusting. All right.
No.
You guys, let's get the rest of the stuff that the Slaughterhouse Guys brought down into the barrels, okay?
Oh, no. What, Opie, what I hear from them, but briefly speaking with them, the last thing they throw in here is the most heinous.
Oh, really?
It is the pigs.
Wait, come here. We can't hear you. Stinky, get a mic on this guy. Over here.
One of Voss's CDs.
It's going to be hard to get him in that hole. Real big.
What is it?
The stomachs, intestines, everything.
Yeah.
Want to take lids off?
You know something? No.
Want me to rip them? They'll really smell.
The intestines? Can't they go down the hole? But then
they're all intact.
The stomach.
Look, he's holding it up. Hold one up.
Wow! Take a picture of that. That looks like an alien autopsy.
I can't even look.
Okay. Cam Norton is freaked out.
We're going to have to crack the lids to get those in.
How many? Do you have one for each guy?
Yeah, six, I think.
All right, let's crack the lids.
Oh, my God.
Ladies, hang in there.
Oh, my God.
Ladies, you'll get through this one. I promise.
Big Kev is a trooper.
All right, here we go. The first barrel, Becky.
Keep your chin up.
Becky, how you doing?
Oh, my God.
Becky, wait, let's get Becky.
Becky, are you okay?
That was nice and warm.
Oh, hey, they're warm at least.
My feet are now warm.
Becky is my favorite now. I think she's going to take this whole thing.
No cursing.
No cursing.
Oh, my God.
No cursing, please.
Oh, does that stink?
Holy crap.
Isn't that so completely bad?
It's heinous.
Like, I can't... I cannot deal with this smell.
All right, are we almost done with the Slaughterhouse Guys?
Yeah. Sarah? Oh, there's more to come. Look, he's pulling on the intent. Look at this thing.
Dude, don't
look at the size of it. Just pour the bag out on her.
Stinky, is your mic working?
Ah!
Oh! Stinky, open it.
It's
open
a
it.
Whole intestine.
Stinky's mic's not working.
Are you okay, all the girls?
Rick?
Wait, where's the mic?
Wait, Rick, say something. I don't know if your mic's working. Okay, it's working.
Oh, God.
Oh. Yuck.
Okay.
P.U.
Wow.
I think the girls handle that better than we do out here.
This is horrid and awful.
Oh, my God.
All right, Slaughterhouse Guys, they're done. Let's hear it for the Slaughterhouse Guys.
Wow. Slaughterhouse Guys, I hope you like WrestleMania because I think you may be going.
I don't know if anyone's going to beat the Slaughterhouse Guys today.
So completely and totally disgusting.
Oh, Rick, let's get some words from the ladies. How's everyone doing? Becky, you all right?
I'm freezing. It smells really, really bad, but my feet are warm now, so it's okay.
Okay, she's fine, Anthony.
She's warming her feet with pig guts.
Makes lemonade.
Let's go to Stephanie. I think Stephanie's from Taunton. Stephanie?
Stephanie.
I'm good, but I can't even sit down anymore.
Why?
Because I have to kneel because there's all nasty stuff below me.
She's not
sure. She sound like, there's all nasty stuff below me.
All right, it's gross.
All right, let's go to Sarah from Cleveland. Sarah, how you doing?
I'm great.
What?
Just great.
Oh God! They don't sound as spunky as they did at the beginning of the show. Are you gonna bail on us?
No.
All right. Stacy.
From Lodi?
You know, it's funny, looking at Sarah here in her can, she just really looks like one of those lost kids that was kind of thrown into a corner.
Aww.
She's just all curled up. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to Stacy.
Freezing.
Are you gonna, are you bailing on us?
Not yet, no.
Uh-oh.
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 No.
All right, and finally, Jennifer.
Jennifer, how are you holding up?
I'm doing great.
Okay. Jennifer.
Great.
I love Jennifer. She's the it's not pretty girl.
Right.
All right, Jennifer. Hang in there.
Well, it
my
doesn't
money's
stop.
My money's on you, Jennifer.
It doesn't stop now.
Okay. This.
Oh, my God. These things. Let me see.
This
let me
see. A reaction, Anthony.
This.
Good. This, damn.
I will guarantee two girls will drop out right now.
You do?
Guarantee.
All right. Let's see how this works.
Rick, you want to whisper and tell the people at home what this is?
Oh, get him back in there.
Hold on.
What's wrong, Stacy?
Yeah.
Okay, Stacy's coming out. We lost one. Stacy, get the ladder. Get her a towel and help her out.
Rick, cover that up. We're going to save that for after the break.
Get her the towel.
Disgraceful quitter.
Oh, my goodness.
And
Stacy.
There she is, Stacy. What happened? What got you?
I'm freezing.
The cold is getting some of these girls.
Yeah, that it happens though. It's part of it.
That's part of the test,
the
right?
The girls actually we haven't dumped any more cold water in quite a while, so the girls got to hang out until the water actually warms up a bit from various things like pig intestines and stomachs and their own crap.
There you go. Stacy. How was your experience? What got to you in there?
Oh, okay.
It's really cold.
Yeah.
And I saw him showing everybody something they were moving, so I was done.
Oh, okay. See, so that wasn't just the cold. It was...
No, I am really cold, though.
All right. Well, help her out. Make sure she doesn't slip when she hits that tarp.
Let's hear it for Stacy.
Let's hear it for Stacy. Great job as she comes out of the battle. Another one lost. And Opie, we do have...
What happened?
She's got brains and goop all over her feet.
Look at her foot.
Ugh. Get pictures of that.
This is really gross.
Yeah. Help her up, man. Someone help her.
Help her.
And don't let her slip.
Stacy was the girl that we shot blood at with the
Super
Soakers.
Let her slip. It's very slippery. Opie, we have a hospital update. A
hospital update,
from
yes.
our contestant earlier, Maria. She got a cricket in her ear and had to be taken out on a stretcher. So what's the update?
She arrived at the hospital. As she arrived at the hospital, the cricket backed its way out of her ear. She is being checked out at the hospital, and she wants to know if she gets discharged, if she can come back and return to the challenge.
Unfortunately, it wouldn't be fair to the rest of the contestants that she had a break like that. You just got to take it that she...
If she wants to do it for fun, though...
For fun? Are you a mad person?
She just might.
No, well, she's out. Yeah, unfortunately, it's got to be that way.
Anthony, we're down to four girls. We're going to take a break here. Who do we got left? We got Becky from Brockton, her friend Stephanie from Taunton. We got Sarah from Cleveland and Jennifer from Rahway.
Give me the pen. I now have to take off Sarah. There it is.
Crossing out her name.
Oh, no, who was it?
It was Stacy.
Stacy.
Contestant number five.
Right, Stacy.
Why don't we take a break? When we get back, it's going to get very, very interesting.
Yep.
You're checking out the 55-gallon drum challenge on the Opie and Anthony Show.
Opie and Anthony, it's the kind of show where you can feel up your sister, feel up your sister, feel up your sister.
Opie and Anthony.
You guys are awesome. It's like, I got to listen to you. It's like a drug.
N-E-W. The Opie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. Doing the 55-gallon drum challenge. We're down to four girls. Becky, Stephanie, Sarah, and Jennifer, Anthony.
Wait, I thought we had five. No?
No, look, count the barrels.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't cross out the girl that didn't show up.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Wow, look at that.
Tell Pete the engineer I need a little more volume on my headphones, please.
Stephanie, actually, from Philly, came back. How you doing? Give her a mic for a second. You're all cleaned up?
Yeah.
You went to the hotel?
I feel a little better.
You showered?
Mm-hmm.
What did the hotel?
I'm not shaking anymore.
Did the shower look like a Psycho? It had to look like a scene out of Psycho, right?
Yeah, I cleaned it out for the other girls.
Did you? Yeah. I was hoping you would just leave it a bloody mess.
Yeah, there's bloody footprints.
Let
the
housekeeping
last girls
go
leave
like,
it.
She looks all
skipping,
hot.
Skipping. Ah!
She looks all hot again, Anthony.
Yeah.
You're all hot
again.
I feel
better.
And she feels better. And she came back to watch the
end of this. I'm
surprised
they're making it this far.
What's this stain on the bed? It doesn't look like chocolate. That's not chocolate.
They have one room for all the girls to shower in?
Nah, I think we got a few.
Yeah, there's a couple.
I should have just got one. I see where you're going with this one, Norton. Yeah. We got it hot. Bloody girls showering naked together. Yeah.
Now, Anthony, I took a walk down the hall. By the way, the smell goes all the way down the hall
smell
to our
outside.
Office now.
Like, huh? When you go upstairs, well, I smell
no,
fish.
No, upstairs is another story. Let me tell you what happened.
I swear I smell fish.
Mary, our intern, and now she works here. Mary?
It's Mary.
What?
She got, you got yelled at.
God.
So bad.
For like 2 hours.
Get what happened. Some guy shows up with a dead skunk. Now, we obviously, that's the type of thing we were talking about that we would not accept. It's not, we can't put roadkill in the goddamn things, especially a skunk. So he shows Mary where? Where did he show
you? He didn't
even
show me. He was just out by 10-10 Wins and just opened it up and freaked out the entire business office.
You know what happens? The people at Wins are upstairs. That's our big number one news station here in New York City. Very serious, the people at Wins. They've gotten us in trouble many times because it was a common waiting room for a while for our show for Wins. So you'd get people up there that are going on the air on Wins to talk about politics or something, sitting next to crack whores that want to come down here and shove things places. So they got pissed. And this is just the latest in them being pissed at us. The guy opens up his container with this dead skunk in it, and now 10-10 Wins, it completely reeks like dead skunk.
So does our floor, though. If you go up by our elevators and by the other side of the ninth floor, it smells like skunk there, too. It's permeated.
I'm John Montone, and it smells like crap in the Wins studios.
I'm Judy DeAngelis.
All right. Hey, Rick, before we do that, why don't we do a couple other things? We have anything else laying around? I saw a whole mess of our listeners waiting to get in here.
Ah.
Now, Slaughterhouse Guy's done or no? You got something else?
But I don't know how the blood's going to pour.
It coagulates.
Okay, hold on. What is it?
Blood. Big blood.
Now, look, it's a pink can.
It's a big spackle bucket. Don't open it there.
Oh, God.
No, it looks very liquidy. Okay, a little more. Oh, jeez. It's a bunch of pig blood. Let's see how this pours.
It's a lumpy.
Okay, it's very thick and creamy. That is disgusting. Hey, it's warm at least, right?
No, it's cold.
Oh, damn it.
Uh-oh.
Well,
it's room temperature.
It's cold.
A cold room. All right, warm her up again a little bit.
Stop your whining.
Stop whining.
All right, well, the blood is...
That's all right. You could deal with it.
Girls are having no problem with the blood.
It's not as cold as ice water. I know, we're going to have to... You know something? We're going to have to kick it up a notch and start throwing in some stuff that's going to get them reacting a little more.
All right, they're pouring more of the blood. He's got a lot of blood. That's got to be at least 10 gallons
of blood. It's all clotted.
Ah, look at the string that's coming out of it.
Oh, God.
Hey, look out.
Okay. All right. I've had it.
Okay. Ben, let's get an update from Ben and his little friends.
Ah, Ben, how are your little friends?
Still feisty.
Really?
A few of them are still pretty feisty.
All right, that's gonna be the showstopper. So,
well,
Rick, why don't we go
what
to
are
your,
those things?
Rick, what do we?
These are 10-inch long. I guess they're called millipedes.
Millipedes.
Like centipedes, but they're like 10 inches long, the thickness of your thumb.
Could we get the hissing cockroaches too? I think it's time for the hissing cockroaches.
Oh, yeah.
Hissing
cockroaches.
Why don't we do a little? Why don't we do a little bug?
Yeah, let's go.
Potpourri.
It's really time to look at their hands are poking out of the barrels now. A couple of the girls just to get a little touch of what it's like outside of the barrel.
All right, the bug guys are making their way toward the barrels.
James Clayman from Bronx Reptiles Company.
Oh, look at you with the plug. Do that plug again.
Yeah, big anal butt plug for Bronx Reptiles Company, importer, exporter.
All right, let's hear.
Wholesaler of reptiles.
Don't even say what that is. Let's just, can you make them make a sound?
Yeah, we could do that.
Let's listen. Let's listen in. Oh. They're making sounds.
You wait till 6 o'clock for that.
I'd be so much more shocked looking at these if I didn't see them in Norton's apartment yesterday on the video.
Yeah, Jim Norton Cribs up on FoundryMusic.com.
They weren't bad, though. They were watching videos of Jim Norton on his television.
They came all the way from Madagascar.
They
came all the way from Madagascar for the O&H show.
All right, Rick, why don't you start with what you just described, and then we'll move on to what he has.
You know what we should do? Don't you think you should poke it through the side and kind of show the girls a little first? Because what if they it just bounces off and...
That's true.
You know, kind of give them a little...
All right, here we go.
Let's see if Becky can handle this.
Thank you.
See, it just kind of fell in the water.
I see it already.
Oh, she Becky saw has it. No, she's got a front row.
Becky's getting a little cocky here.
Yep. Seen it, done it, been there.
All right.
Sorry.
Stephanie?
Oh, God, they're shaking it on over her head.
Oh, Jesus, I didn't see that.
Oh, drop it in on
her. You all right, Steph? Stephanie? Steph?
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
look at that. Okay. Yeah.
All right, let's go to Sarah.
Wow, they've really quieted down. They've been beaten.
Oh, no. Oh, no, my God.
Isn't that hot?
Doesn't that just make it heavy?
Gordon's rubbing.
Wait, shh, shh, shh.
Jesus.
Sarah?
Bug.
You all right?
No.
Give her one of the other things.
No? Because Rick's got to make his way to the last barrel here.
All right.
Jennifer has to get one.
Here's get a good one.
Going into Jennifer's barrel. The huge...
millipedes.
What is that again?
Millipedes. 10-inch long.
As thick as your thumb.
As thick as your thumb. Millipedes.
Cool. Jennifer?
What
the hell is that? It ain't licorice. You know what those are?
I have no idea what these are.
Millipedes. That's a 10-inch long millipede.
Oh.
All right.
Pal. Okay,
they're not shocked enough at that, Opie. I'm a little disappointed at the millipedes.
Hey, could that make noise again before you put it into the barrel?
Oh. I can't believe he can piss off a bug like that.
Hissing.
Cockroaches.
It's a cockroach.
This was the showstopper the last time we did the 55-gallon drum challenge.
Get it in their hair.
Yeah.
Make sure it goes in.
Yeah.
Okay, they're whispering. They're talking strategy.
Yeah.
How to introduce
make
the hissing
make
cockroach
sure,
to
yeah,
the
because it's got to kind of stick. You know what I mean? Did you get one in there? Oh, she doesn't.
Oh, God.
Jennifer?
Cockroaches.
All right. I think Jennifer's okay with
that. Jennifer's a trooper with it.
Let's move on to Sarah.
Sarah's so much fun with these things.
Sarah's not going to make it.
Make sure you get it.
Here we go.
Get a good one.
Get one right in her hair.
Oh, look at this.
It's like a shiver moan. Yeah. He's dropping it right on her head.
Oh.
Right on her head.
Oh, God damn. Those things are the size of, like, what'd you say? They're about...
She's fine.
Three
of your fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. They've been beaten into submission.
All right. Hissing cockroaches are making it to Stephanie's barrel.
I heard that one hit the water.
You hear that?
They're pretty heavy, those little guys.
Well, watch when they start crawling around.
You know what that is, Stephanie?
Cockroaches?
Oh! Oh! Yes, they're cockroaches.
Madagascar hissing cockroaches.
They're giant.
All right, and we finally move on to Becky.
Indiana Jones size. Becky?
Oh, dead hit.
Becky.
Right in the hair?
Yep.
Yeah, we were aiming for the hair girls. So they get all caught up in there.
Jesus Christ.
She's slapping the water. All right, the girls are doing okay with
those. They're doing pretty good with those. Oh, another one of those millipedes. God damn, look at that.
Wow. They laugh at them.
Throw that in there. It looks like a mini
snake. They curled up like a cinnamon bun.
Oh, Ben's getting the net ready.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Not the net.
Oh, not the net. All right. I think they did okay with the hissing cockroaches.
Yeah.
Until they start crawling all over your body.
Maybe they were prepared for them because of last year.
Well,
You never know.
I don't think they're prepared for what Ben brought from Chinatown.
All right, what else do we got? Let's keep going.
Yeah, let's move it along. 55-gallon drum challenge going down. One girl's walking away with $2,000. If we have more than one winner, they'll split the prize money, I guess. We'll figure something out. Okay, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, and there are plenty of those.
Rick, let's move on to this. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is where we get the reaction.
Get the cup. Get a cup, a dry cup. And
yeah, everyone get a cup.
Yeah, oh, you'll use your hand?
Hold on, Rick. Let's let's go to the first barrel, Becky.
Get the mic over there.
Here we go.
By the barrel.
This guy will use it.
Here we go. Here we go.
I know what this is, too.
Here we go.
Oh, God.
Don't say what it is.
I'm not going to.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. Ow, they're biting.
Oh, they're biting. Oh, that's not what you want to hear. All right, let's move on to barrel number two, Stephanie.
Oh, my God.
She's moving around in there.
I'm not out.
What happened, Becky?
What'd you say?
I said, I thought somebody said you're out of there.
No, I said,
okay. No.
Whatever I said.
All right, here goes. I can't think anymore. I can't smell.
Here goes. Here goes Stephanie. Stephanie? The barrels are moving back and forth again.
They're becoming hunters in there for survival. They're killing things.
They have to kill. They're swatting things.
There's just too many.
What are they doing?
There's just too many.
All right. Sarah is next. I think this is where she taps out.
These are giant mealworms.
This is where Sarah taps out.
They're huge. They got a lot of legs. And when they grab onto you.
Here we go.
They feel like they're biting you when they grab onto you with their legs.
I don't think Sarah's going to make it through this.
Sing. No, where's my bell?
No cursing.
She's being strangely quiet.
Sarah, you okay? Sarah doesn't want to talk, Aunt. Rick, is Sarah okay?
Sarah, you okay?
I guess if she's not talking, she wants more, that means. Throw in some more. Throw in more. One more.
Oh, tears. This is so
wow, hot. She's not talking. All right, she's really crying. She's crying in the barrel.
All right, we're back to our last contestant. We're down to four. It's Jennifer.
We whack our bags to that sound.
The It's Not Pretty girl. Steve's getting great video for FoundryMusic.com.
He's putting the lens right in one of the holes. Yeah. These get dropped in.
All right,
here we go. Let's go to the next barrel there, Rick. Here we go.
All right, Jennifer's getting
it. If I was you, I would love it.
Shut up, Rick.
The little friends of yours. They keep you company in there. Yeah. Yeah, you take it. Yeah. You love that, don't you, huh?
You, Freddy.
You bitch. You love it, don't you, huh? Here's a little more. Take it. You bitch, yeah.
You're a sick
guy. You like that, huh? Are you coming back next week again for another one? Huh, you twat? Take it.
All right, Frenchie.
God damn you, Frenchie. No courage.
No courage
you
whatsoever.
You damn Frenchie. I can't do a thing and you're attacking.
Jennifer, how you doing?
Alright.
You doing okay?
The little crawly thing seemed to really upset these girls.
Okay. Rick, what else we got? We're minutes away from the show.
We got
some other stuff still lined up. That's
Ben. How are your little friends?
They're doing very well.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. A couple of have not made it through their day.
Gone on to the great beyond.
All right. What else do we got there, Rick?
Look, that's my advice.
What?
Do not look in the barrel. Do not take your goggles off and look.
Oh, she's helping out everybody. Don't look in the barrel. Okay. Okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, get rid of the rest of those bugs.
The giant mealworms.
Mealworms into the barrels they go.
So awful.
All right, what do we got next?
What the hell
is that?
Do you have to get rid of them?
All right, let's get a mic on some of our listeners.
Go, put it in the bag. And
oh god, that stinks.
And come around this way. Keep everything over the plastic. Oh, dirty. How you doing? What's up?
What's up, OD?
Here to steal a barrel.
All right, what do you got there, sir? You got a whisper for our
I got a variety of stuff. Okay. This I actually got from the cooking school that Adam Farrar's brother, Luke, works at.
Little plug.
Little
doesn't look like that much, though.
This is sheep intestines. It's actually, they're each like 5 feet long.
Yeah? Okay. You don't have to pull. All right. Thank you. It looks like linguine. All right.
Why don't we eat a breakfast sausage?
Bring it over that way.
They're going to laugh at that.
Bring it over that. Yeah, they actually are at this point.
They'll eat it, they'll laugh at it, throw it back at you.
They'll floss with it.
Yeah.
All right, let's put that in the barrel. I think we might get a reaction.
Sorry.
No more cursing.
Here we go, listen to this.
It's snot.
Oh, thanks.
See, she's thanking him.
Nothing.
These girls are battle hardened.
Let's go to the next one, Stephanie.
They were born again hard.
Whoa, look at her. The barrel's moving around.
She started swatting at it.
All right, she's fine? Yeah, she made it through. All right, let's move on to Sarah.
Oh, God. Oh. All right. They're putting it in the barrel now.
Get a good one. I think she moved away from it, unfortunately. Yeah. They're kind of small, is what it is, the intestines.
I wouldn't think sheep intestines are that small.
But they're like, it looks like macaroni.
But at first, but the girls don't know if it's alive. That's what's freaking them out.
And finally, Jennifer. Let's see if we get a reaction out of Jennifer.
No.
Nope.
She's nothing. She's kind of quiet.
An awful mess of a human.
She's just...
Stop, that's my
num
girl.
Num,
I like
what
Jennifer.
Do you got? Squid.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's dump one in.
Let's dump that in.
All right. We should also keep going the other way with other goodies.
Yeah,
you
I'm
guys
sure,
just anything.
Stuff.
Just keep going. Keep pouring whatever you find is not a showstopper. Right. Now he's throwing the squid in. Let's get some...
squid.
I don't think, you know something, they're not really affected by it.
Well, they're understanding what's going on here.
Aww. And oh, boy.
Yeah, that's going to get a reaction
to your ears.
Why don't we get back to that? Rick,
yeah.
You know what you're doing. Grab that.
Because
what that guy's pouring in, who cares?
I would think if you rip a corner off, put a corner in, and then swat it a little bit, you'll have some good luck. No, the bottom corner.
Why do they look like they're flying?
And then, wow, there's a bag for each girl?
Yeah.
Oh, great. God.
Okay, someone is going to tap out here, Anthony.
I think so.
What is it?
Be very careful.
I don't even know what it is. More crickets?
More crickets, but just make sure they stay in the, see, they're jumping all over the place.
What is it?
What?
I can't see.
I'm not telling you what it is. I'm going to tell you. You're going to have to deal with it.
They're dogs.
All right. Oh, boy. We're going to be hearing...
Come on.
What the hell is this?
No cursing!
No cursing!
No cursing!
Stop, please.
What?
What?
It doesn't stop, girls. Who wants out? Who wants out?
Save some for other people.
No, there's plenty. There's plenty.
All right, Rick, move on to someone else, because I think Becky's doing just fine with that.
Oh my God, we're going to need a friggin' exterminator.
Oh huh?
You want a queen?
Huh?
We're going to need an exterminator.
Do you want to come open with his teeth?
You want a queen now?
All right, the girls are really freaking out. Yeah,
because
now they're just jumping around.
Well, now, I mean, at first we put like a handful in. Now there's hundreds upon hundreds in
each
barrel.
Each barrel is getting hundreds and hundreds of crickets.
Ow!
What? Hey, did you say...
Hey, someone's screaming over there. We need mics. She might get out.
No!
Jennifer's still in?
All right, go to the other girl there, Rick.
Sarah, how you doing?
We need a mic on Jennifer. She's screaming like crazy. We don't have a microphone on her.
Sarah, how you doing?
Oh, they're pinching me or biting or someone.
Yeah, that's what they do. That's good. You'll love it. They pinch you. Girls, there's plenty more, so just... This isn't going to stop for quite a while. We're going to be just pouring more and more of these things in your barrels.
Oh. Yeah, girls, it's only 3:30. You've only been in the barrel 20 minutes.
There's bag falls up.
There are just...
Guys, we have Stephanie.
What's that?
Stephanie, do you want out?
Yes, I want
out. Oh, we lost Stephanie.
We lost Stephanie.
Open the barrel. Open the barrel. Open the barrel.
What a baby.
You. That's what got you, crickets?
Oh, there Stephanie. She is, Stephanie.
Wow. Stephanie, you've got crickets all over you.
My legs hurt.
Aww.
Let's hear it for Stephanie, first of all.
All right. Grab the ladder, give her a towel, and make sure she don't slip.
Stephanie, you did great.
I tried.
Someone hold on to her so she doesn't slip.
She's freezing. Another girl that's really cold. We're down to three girls, Anthony.
So everyone wins something now that's left.
Everyone left now is in some way, shape, or form. Yes.
These
yes,
freaking crickets are biting me.
Yes, that's what they do, Becky. Don't let her fall. She's sliding all over.
She start eating them, huh?
Let's have the post-game interview with Stephanie. Get Stephanie over here, Rick.
Hurts.
Your foot hurts?
I can't walk.
Cramped up a little bit and a little cold.
Stephanie, how was your... Stephanie, how was your experience in the barrel?
It was fun. I wish I could have stayed in longer, but my feet were hurting badly.
Isn't this just like a regular apartment in Brockton?
Oh, yeah. I don't live in Brockton, so...
Oh.
No, she's taunting.
Well, that too.
What got you in there besides the crickets?
Cramped up
the tight spot, Opie. Everything else on top of
all
it.
All right, no more crickets.
Please, no more.
No more crickets, please. Ladies.
All right.
That's
we're
it.
We're done with the cricket.
There's got to be... Oh, and look, that there's got to be a pound of crickets in each barrel.
Ow, ow, ow.
Oh, who's yelling?
Ow, ow.
That's Becky in one.
I'm out.
Who's out?
Please hurry. Please hurry.
Who?
Me.
All right, get Becky out. Becky's out.
Girls. Make sure the other girls know there's only two girls
only
left.
Only two girls left.
One girl leaves, the other girl wins $2,000. Thunderdome. Thunderdome.
Two men in, one man leave.
And
Becky just won $500.
Yeah, Becky, you got $500, Becky.
Thank you.
Wow, you are just not a happy gal.
You all right, Becky? You'll be in the hotel soon and showering off,
pulling
crickets out of your behind. All right, we're down.
Everything out of my behind. You should see what's in my underwear right now.
All right, let's take a look. Oh, God, she's naked.
Wow. Look at this.
Oh, God damn. She just took off all her clothes. Well, her panties.
Opie, very it nice. Seems like the crickets have devoured any hair she had.
Wood floor, very nice.
They ate everything. Wow. All right.
Make sure
you clean her up real quick.
What else got to you in there, Becky, besides...
It was just the crickets, and that's it.
Yeah, we figured...
It.
You know something? We knew that the really piling the crickets on would make a couple of you girls drop out, but what a great job you did. Hey, Rick! You hung in there.
All right, hold on. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Well, she hung in there. She was the one, if you remember, was poking the fish heads out of the holes, making them talk, putting on a little fish head puppet show for us out here, Opie. But the crickets were really the thing that put her over the edge.
Nice rack.
Yeah, thanks for getting naked for us, by the way.
That was an extra special treat.
Even though you're... I don't know. There's a lot of junk on.
Why did the blood taste sweet?
Huh? Why did the blood
taste
sweet?
It got in my mouth and it tasted really sweet.
It always tastes sweet, Clarice.
It was weird.
It's, I don't know what it is. I guess
it was mixed with the syrup.
Diabetic pig.
Diabetic pig.
What can I say? Becky, you did great. Let's hear it for Becky.
Can I have my insulin?
Hey, Rick. Let's talk to the other two girls. Jennifer?
Jennifer yes? And Sarah, the only two left. Ladies, you do know there are only two of yous left. So one leaves, the other one gets $2,000.
That's right. Who's going to leave first? Jennifer, is it going to be you?
No, I'm staying.
Sarah?
Sarah's very confident.
So.
Jennifer sounds confident. Sarah just said, I don't think so, and she's quivering with her voice.
Yeah, I know. Well, Ann, why don't we take a break?
We will take a break. Girls, you're going to have to sit in there during the break, of course.
I'll get Ben.
Ben, do you have your net?
Yeah, right, Rock.
All right.
It's time
it
for Ben.
It is time. Time for Ben.
Let my little creatures out.
Ben is going to be putting in 3 foot live eels.
Eels that are thrashing.
They've been thrashing for the last 2.5 hours.
Release the Kraken!
They've been jumping out of the bucket all afternoon long.
Yeah.
When we get back, the girls will experience the live eels.
What we will have to do, Opie, is have people drop them in at the same time. Because truly believe that it's going to be the first person that yells, please let me out. We're really going to have, because they're both going to yell it.
Yes, exactly. Okay. We'll be back with the 55-gallon drum challenge. Stay there.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
You're all burning in hell, damn you.
What about the bucket of AIDS in the face?
You guys are offensive.
All right, who wants to bang a whacked out fat broad?
Yes, that's a disease.
Shut up, I'll cave your head in with a friggin' spade shovel.
The show's going bad fast.
Nothing says hot like a episiotomy.
That was O&A quality stuff.
Opie and Anthony. An acquired taste. Like roadkill.
N-E-W. Opie.
To the Opie and Anthony Show, and something has to give, Anthony.
Oh, we're down to it.
We got two girls left in the 55-gallon drum challenge, and we should recap right now and tell the fine folks what has been going on all afternoon here, huh?
It's, it's been a wild, wild 55-gallon drum challenge. We're down to two contestants. That's it. Two girls left in the barrels. The other girls, have dropped out, Opie. It was just a little too much. Various reasons. We've had girls that dropped out. Frankly, it was just too cold.
Mm-hmm.
Too cramped.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cricket barrage of the last break, the end of the last break, eliminated two girls right then and there.
The crickets have been the showstopper this year.
The cricket barrage. We had some crickets earlier, and if you remember, that
caused... crickets took three girls out of the competition.
Yeah. If you remember earlier, Maria... she got the crickets earlier, not nearly as many crickets as we just dumped on the girls. But that was when one cricket crawled in Maria's ear, and she had to be removed and taken to the hospital, covered with blood and brain matter.
They told me at the hospital that she's in excruciating pain.
Yeah, but the cricket backed its way out of her ear before they even had to look at her, and she wanted to come back and get back in the challenge.
But, Anthony, the damage was done.
Right. And the last barrage of crickets, we kept pouring crickets in, hundreds upon hundreds, and we weren't ready to stop yet either until two of the girls, both of the girls from Boston, right, Stephanie and Becky?
Yes.
Decided they'd had enough, that was it. The crickets were, as they said, biting them.
So now
they got those little dings on their legs, and it digs into their arms and legs and
stuff.
And
they think they're biting, but they're not really biting. So we're down to Sarah from Cleveland and Jennifer from Rahway.
Right.
You want to talk to the girls, see how they're doing there?
Yeah, let's talk to Sarah first. Sarah?
Hi.
What the hell is that?
How you doing in there?
Oh, good, I suppose.
Good, you suppose. Do you think you're going to walk away a winner? Oh, Christ, I got a cricket on my leg. It just crawled up my pants. Holy Jesus, get out of there.
You know, I just realized that Sarah is the 18-year-old high school dropout, Anthony.
Oh, God,
no one thought she had a chance. Are you all right over there?
Yeah, a cricket crawled up my pant leg.
You talk, I'll get it.
Yeah. Oh, God, Norton. She's the high school dropout from Cleveland. No one thought she had a chance. I think she was the long shot going into this competition.
She was the long shot. I believe she's the youngest of the contestants. And
Our last teen.
She didn't look like she had it in her,
no.
I got to say, to
no.
go this far. But
guess what?
What? Sarah?
Never mind.
What are you doing? Are you hallucinating in there? You're talking to friends? No?
You all right?
Yeah.
Have you opened your eyes in the barrel lately?
Yeah.
Hey!
No cursing!
Hold
no
on.
Cursing! Don't let them things get away.
Okay, let's go to Jennifer.
Holy
Jennifer?
Jesus.
Hey, I'm doing great.
You're doing great, right?
Ben is losing it over there.
I'm doing great. This is no problem.
No problem.
No problem. Remember
you're not even.
Jennifer said this is no problem, Anthony.
Jennifer, you're not even thinking about backing out.
Nope, I'm not getting out of this barrel.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Okay, what's up for grabs here, Anthony? $2,000?
$2,000 goes to the last girl left in the barrel.
Wait, Ben, come over here, you silly goose.
$1,000 for second place, and of course, we've already given away the third place prize of $500.
Look how excited
Ben
is.
Ben is so psyched for this.
What's going on over there, Ben?
What's Chinatown's finest coming.
What's the scene? Are they very active?
Oh, yeah.
I just saw
Frenchie's
one.
Having a rough time.
I just saw one on the floor, like it flew out of the container. When these things land, and how many do we have for each barrel, would you say?
I'd say there's at least still 10 alive.
Oh, my God. So five of these things thrashing around in these barrels.
Yeah, this is, guys, this is the showstopper. Oh, we were hoping it was going to get to this point.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, yeah. I guess we're...
All right, we're ready?
Are we ready for this?
All right, ladies.
The next
Look
item.
Shop.
The Here next comes, item is going into the barrel.
Here comes the next item.
I gotta tell the ladies ahead of time, this one is really no big deal. So.
Yeah.
All right, here we go, Anthony. The 55-gallon drum challenge.
Let it rip.
Hold on. At the same time. Go.
Oh. Oh my God! What the hell?
The fat one's eating her. Where'd it go? Two guesses.
Oh, my God.
We're waiting to see who dumps it. Who?
No.
Sarah, how you doing? You want out?
No.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
I'm hyperventilating.
Guys, I think Sarah's trying to stomp hers to death.
Let's just listen in, Ant. There's three there's three in each barrel right now. We're going to put all five in each barrel.
Oh, get that
five
one.
In each barrel. One got away.
Jesus.
All right, they're putting them in there. Wow, that one's really moving. All right, watch this. This is gonna be a huge reaction.
What kind of fish are these?
That's not. That one smacked in the head.
God, the ones are...
That mic is petering out.
That mic sucks. Get that other mic over there.
Well, it's on the floor.
Oh, get that one. Get that one. He's a mover. He's a mover.
Frenchie.
Oh my God, they're dropping them all over the place. All right, let's listen in.
Oh my God!
I feel like Frenchie couldn't hold on to
it. That's a fighter, that one.
Frenchie's surrendering to it. Right, there's got to be at least five 3-foot eels.
Look, you can't hold on.
In each barrel.
Oh my God!
Put it in the side.
No.
Put it in the side. God, it's dropping all over the blue
tarp.
They
can't seem to keep a hold on these.
There's almost, there was only, I think, one that actually died, so it looks like we've got a total of 19.
19?
Oh, yeah, because there's 20 of them.
Oh, my God.
Keep going. Fill them up. Get a good one.
All right, they're.
Oh, my God, that one's really moving.
Son of a bitch.
They continue to put them in the barrel. There's going to be about 10
you bitch.
Each barrel.
Oh, my God, it's not one. How much long?
Right in her lap.
No cursing.
Yeah.
No cursing.
Yep.
All right, these things are squirming everywhere.
Frenchie just lost one.
Frenchie's
having a hard time.
Yeah, oh my God.
Who wants out?
No.
honey!
Oh. Frenchie chasing these things around is hysterical.
Come here, you stupid eel.
All right, the eels are really fighting.
Nice, huh, honey? Suck it!
What do you think, Jennifer?
What?
What do you think?
Yeah!
Nothing!
Either girl won out? It ain't over yet. Who wants out?
No, I don't want out.
Wow. There you are, troopers. That one's dead.
You can see the ones underwater.
Are they moving around in there, girls?
Yeah, they're crawling all around.
Oh, wow. They got about 10 3-foot eels in each barrel just crawling all over the girls.
I think they ate those worms.
Oh, man. Listen to the heavy breathing and the little screams whenever they move now.
Oh, God. Sarah's using the top of the lid. She's trying to lift her body off the bottom of the barrel.
Sarah, what do you think? Sarah, what do you think of the eels?
This is our hyperventilate, man.
Sarah? You all right?
I'm fine.
Those barrels are moving. They're all over the place now.
Look, she's got her hands through the holes in the top of the barrel,
yeah.
And she's pulling herself out of the water.
When she puts her hands up there, hit them with a hammer. Well, she's going to have to sit back down in the water eventually. All right.
Wow, they made it through the goddamn eels.
Ben, are you disappointed, Ben?
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Yeah, so am I.
I'm very
surprised.
These
two are hardcore, man.
I say
we just kill both of them.
Want to do that? All right, get the knives out.
Yeah, and split the cash.
Yeah, we're going to just thrust swords through the barrels now. All right, what else do we have? That was the showstopper, but let's...
Boy, these girls are troopers. But this is a continuous thing, too, because those things are just be moving in there for the rest of the time they're going to spend in the barrel.
Yeah.
Is that brains? Tongues?
Hey, Rick, at this point, let's get everything in the barrel.
I'm tongues.
The rest of the bugs.
Here it is.
Bugs. Where's the rest of the bugs?
Rest of the bugs.
The girls are going to have to now put up with...
Sarah's really freaking out over there.
With more crickets.
She can't hold her body up too much longer. She's going to have to go back down into the bottom of the barrel.
There we go. Every single insect. Every single one.
Tell her to stop cursing.
Yeah, no cursing now, potty mouth.
Stop, Sarah.
All right, we got hissing cockroaches. What else we got there, Stink?
Oh, what is that?
What the hell is that?
It's meat from the store.
Oh, God.
Oh, we got...
All right.
We got chicken feet.
Chicken feet.
What the hell is that?
Chicken feet.
What is that?
Oh, some tongues? Okay.
Oh.
What's going in there that she's freaking out about?
What are those, Rick?
Keep a mic on...
More crickets. More crickets.
Oh.
More crickets.
Keep
right.
A mic on both girls, because this is... This
tongues.
Is
going to
end very
soon. And now some tongue.
All right. We might have to determine that both these girls win.
Oh, jeez. I don't know. The crickets usually the things that really separate the boys from the men here.
How about a plug-in
toaster? What is that? Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Stinky.
Is that what I think it is?
What is that? It's like 3 feet long.
Do you know what that is, Stinky?
What is it?
Ox.
Ox
rhymes with ox.
Ox rhymes with ox.
Ox socks.
It's ox socks, ox jocks, ox pox, ox box, ox box, bug box. What are you looking for, sir?
No, it is an ox schlong, and it is about 4 feet long.
Imagine that slapping you in the face.
Wait. You know what the saddest thing is? The ox schlong is 4 feet long, and even that Jamaican Mike laughs at.
Wait, let's listen in here. Sarah's having a tough time with the ox.
Ox schlong.
Just pretend it's giving you allowance money.
All right, they've made it through the ox.
I want to apologize right now to our Ron and Fez who come on right after us at this station because they are going to have to deal with this stench for their whole show.
Yeah. Rick, at this point, pretty much dump everything we got left into the barrels and let's see what happens.
I think we're
unleash hell.
Unleash hell. I think we're going to have a tie here, Ant.
Everything. Even a tie, Opie, is not bad because the girls will then be splitting, what, $3,000?
$3,000,
so they'll
yes.
be getting $1,500 each. Apiece, which ain't bad.
All right.
Ain't bad at all.
This
what
is
the hell is she
chicken
bringing?
Heads.
This girl's got luggage.
Calf brains.
Calf brains?
Goat testicles.
Bull testicles.
And some other goodies.
All right.
Other goodies. Did you put the chicken feet in?
Chicken heads.
Those things were fun
feet.
Looking. Throw some chicken feet in there, Stinky. I see you got them.
Wow, this guy's just pouring crap in there. Dude, oh, man. It went all over the place.
How about you pick it up? There you go.
Oh. All right, he's just pouring junk in there. It's just all sorts of product. Man,
another girl has, like, got a bag, a garbage bag full of...
It's like chum or something.
Looks like a dead body. There's so much. Oh, God damn. Look at that concoction.
What the hell is that?
Look, I don't know. It's bull testicles and
it's chicken
lots
feet,
of chicken feet.
And
chicken
it's all
heads.
Been soaking in something, so it's all gray. All right.
Where's the chocolate syrup?
Okay, they're just pretty much dumping everything that we have left into the barrels, Anthony. And I think it's getting pretty obvious that we're going to have a tie here.
It's looking that way.
Yeah throw it
in
there.
In.
At
sure.
this point,
throw
we're like,
everything.
Yeah, whatever.
Just throw it all in.
Throw it all in.
I don't think either girl's going to give up, though.
No.
You're right.
That's
You're
okay.
Right.
Of course.
We already did more crickets, and that seemed to be the thing
Stinky.
That really...
All the bugs are there?
What the hell is that?
Do we have any?
Oh, God!
Oh, wait. There's the fish in. It's too big to go in.
No, don't hit the top of the barrel. You'll give a girl a concussion. What is that thing? Oh, God!
Oh, the chicken head! Oh, God!
Wow, we're getting some good reactions out of this stuff. All right.
The chicken head!
We'll continue for a little while. I thought we were done, but...
Oh, there seems to be some more gross crap that...
All right, they're just dumping it all in the barrels at this point.
I love, Opie, that we are at the point in our careers where we don't have to clean up after ourselves anymore.
Oh, more fish!
I don't know where you would even start.
Thank God you finished that sentence.
Why?
Someone got it out there. Oh. All right, continue throwing the rest of the crap in there. It's fish tails. It's all sorts of fish parts.
Mm-mm. Oh, that sounds like
bones crunching. They're just shoving stuff into the top of the barrel.
Could you put the
Ben's
mic...
Ben's getting attacked. What's attacking
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, it goes up your leg. You got to just get him out of there, Ben.
All right.
Ben's got one on his leg. I know how that feels. It kind of freaks you out, don't it? Imagine hundreds of them crawling on you. These girls got moxie.
I think we're minutes away from calling this thing a tie, Anthony.
Yep.
I just wanted to say that this is from Rockland Seafood. They cooked me up with this stuff.
So. All right. Oh, thank good. You.
Thank you, Rockland Seafood.
Hey, can I ask one of the girls a question? Could you put the mic by Sarah? Hey, Sarah.
What?
How much stuff is in the bottom of that barrel?
What?
How much stuff is in the bottom of that barrel? Like, does it come up to your ankles, your shins?
Sarah is having a tough
time. I can't get a direct
time.
Answer out of this girl. It's almost like she's in a barrel full of crap.
She's starting to freak out. Sarah? Can you hear us?
Rick, talk to Sarah.
Sarah,
how much
Sarah.
Stuff is
Sarah,
in the bottom of
the
barrel?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You want to get out?
Yeah.
What?
No.
It's
too big. I know, it's too big. We got to open it.
No, we're not. She doesn't seem to want to move, guys.
You don't have to open them anymore.
She doesn't want to seem to move. I mean, she's doing a lot of jostling around, trying to keep clear of the eels and the fish heads.
Yeah, Sarah is pretty much psyching herself. She's sitting there and not talking.
I see one eel still moving around in Sarah's barrel. There could be more, though.
All right. Yeah. Jennifer, how you doing?
Yeah.
How's Jennifer doing?
Doing good.
Yeah?
All right.
Might have to call this damn thing.
So
yeah. It's like it could be.
Rick's saying no.
We'll give it a couple of more minutes.
How about we take a break?
There's some more disgusting stuff. All right. We'll take a break.
If we're going to continue dumping the rest of the stuff we have around here. If a girl wants out, we'll break into commercials.
Right.
If not, when we get back, I think we're going to call a tie. Nice butt crack there, Mary.
I'm seeing some ass crack.
All right. It's the 55-gallon jump challenge. Wait, what's going on over there? Anything?
Love you.
All right. It's the Opie and Anthony show.
Ugh. There will always be retarded idiots to entertain us with their stupidity.
Mindless, crotch-grabbing Anthony. Mindless, crotch-grabbing Anthony. People grabbing their crotches and saying, suck it. Okay, Anthony Show. Suck it.
Love the show.
Mindless.
N-E-W. Opie and Anthony, 1027. WNEW.
All right, we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. It's the 55-gallon drum challenge. These girls have taken a lot, Anthony. We're down to two girls, Sarah from Cleveland, Jennifer from Rahway.
Yeah, these two are, boy, they both want it real bad.
Jennifer, how you doing over there?
I'm doing great.
Okay, and Sarah from
and
Cleveland?
Sarah, anything. Sarah?
Sarah?
What's up?
You okay? You're doing okay?
Yeah.
You were okay through the break?
Yeah.
All right. Well, she seems
she's broken, but she can't fight anymore, so she just
yeah. You know what? She's the one.
The fight is out of her.
I give her a lot of credit because I didn't give her first round.
She was the long shot, and yeah. She's fighting it out with Jennifer from Rahway right now.
Yeah.
By the way, a lot of people, I was reading some instant feedback during the commercials. They're looking for pictures and video of this. It'll be up later on foundrymusic.com. Steve, the guy that does it, is still here, so. You know, wait for him to get home, and then and he'll sort through everything, and he'll put a lot of stuff up. All right.
You know what's great? Rick has been putting the camera right by the digital camera, right by the hole as stuff was pouring in, and I saw the flash, and it lit up the inside of the barrel for that split second, and you caught that moment of horror right there. That I cannot wait to see these pictures. Because at one time I saw the girl's face. It was right when one of the eels were dropping in. And one of these guys, the real sons of bitches, were holding it by the tail and letting it flop and batter in the head as it was being dropped in the barrel. And all I saw is this huge eye. It was like if you popped a balloon in front of a horse's face, his eye like went all white. It was just terror, and I can't wait to see the pictures.
All right. Rick, what do we got left here?
All right, we still have some more fish heads, feet, and tongue stuff juice. So we're just going to dump it all. We're going to start with Jennifer first.
Yeah, this is pretty much it. Everything else.
It's cold! Oh, my God!
Wow. And let's go to Sarah's barrel. That went in your mouth. Sarah?
She's moving.
We only need one microphone in each barrel. That's where we get the feedback from.
All right. She's being pretty good.
She's doing okay, Anthony.
I like the fact that gooey crap went in both of their mouths.
Oh.
You just heard him going.
Rick, your microphone might be dead again.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, okay, we can hear it. Hey, where are Ron and Fez? They're up next. Good stuff. One of those mics are feeding back. It sounds awful. I think it might be Mary's.
Yeah, Mary, it's your mic.
Your mic sucks.
All right.
Yeah.
I think we've given these girls... Oh, no, we got another showstopper.
Uh-oh.
Something that really, really stinks.
This, ladies, this could be the smelliest item yet. We've saved it for last because we just don't want to stink up the whole joint. But someone grab this and just pop it in.
Yeah, Rick?
You're probably going to have to lift the top to get it in, so...
Rick, towel, please.
Rick,
someone needs a paper towel. I don't know why we're giving the girls paper towels this time around.
I don't either.
They've been coddled for too long.
Right. What is this? The Ritz? Come on. Yeah. By the way, we're closing in on 3 hours of complete torture here.
Yeah. Rick James would be proud.
He said he was stopping by today.
I was hoping he'd bring the crack pipe and an acetylene torch. We could have burnt rings in their arms.
Something to remember us by, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Rick, you want the last item?
All right,
last
grab
item,
that.
Girls. This really, really, really stinks.
And hold it so they don't see. Yeah, no, I know. That's why we saved it for last.
Don't do that.
Yeah, no. Lift the top, Kev, if you could.
and pop that in, and I want to get the girls' reactions to this, because this item really stinks.
Yeah, let's dump the,
the
first one into Sarah's mouth. Sarah?
She can't even talk.
What the hell is this?
What do you think it is?
A CD?
Yeah.
All right, Rick, go to Jennifer.
Go to Jennifer's barrel.
Pop it in.
Yeah, pop it in. It really stinks.
Ah, this is horrible.
Oh, God.
How could you do this to these girls? Jennifer? What do you think? That's hot.
Oh, my God, it's a CD!
Yes.
Oh, it's not any CD. It's Rich Voss's CD.
That's Rich Voss's CD. You've had pig intestines, dead fish, chum, but nothing stinks like Voss's CD.
And he's not
even here, Opie, to defend himself.
Sucks.
All right.
One thing I could say for sure, I know Voss isn't here. I could say for sure he's not somewhere writing new material.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, Ron and Fez have...
hey, guys.
As
Ron,
we continue the torture.
We are very sorry.
We can't work tonight, man. Are you guys used to it? Is that the deal?
Yeah.
I can't stand in here. I'm freaking out.
See, if you leave the area and then come back, that's
when... It's real bad.
You'll get... There's a problem.
The Ron and Fez show is off. It is off.
Oh, no, guys.
Oh, this reminds me of Stalker Patty Cribs.
Have you, is it really that bad, right?
It smells like my first marriage. This is awful.
What do you think?
I could take everything but the Voss CD.
Yeah.
And even when the material was new in 1983.
Yeah.
It still stunk.
Sitting there for 18
it's
years.
It's been aging and just fermenting.
Well, you know something? These girls are troopers, man.
Yeah.
They are now dousing them with more ice.
Guys, did you hear when we put the eels in?
Right, yeah.
Each barrel has 10 3-foot eels in them.
Really?
He can't even talk.
That reminds me of my last Saturday night at my house, the party.
Bunch of eels. How many eels were you able to take?
Running. Which were Cuban eels. How do you say that in Spanish?
Los hilos.
Ah. Hilos.
Bilingual, also.
I swear, I see your lips moving. I can't hear anything. It stinks so bad, I
you
lost
went
my
deaf.
Hearing.
We had a girl that got one of the crickets lodged in her ear.
Oh, we got an update on that ant.
She was covered in blood because we had dumped pig blood all over her in the barrel. She gets out of the barrel, her hair matted, she's got blood dripping. They put her on a gurney, cover her with a white sheet that is just covered with blood. The second it touches her. And we videotaped it as she went out. Horrified people looking at her going, oh, my God, what happened to that poor girl?
And
do you have an update from the emergency worker here?
Guys, can I tell you that when we pulled up in front of the hospital,
yes.
The horrified looks on people's faces.
Really?
As if we just dragged this poor woman from a multi-shooting.
A shooting. She looked like that. She was covered in blood and brain matter. Yeah.
Listen, we also want to just take time to thank our bosses over at Richmond County.
Your mic
crapped
out.
Oh, your mic just died now. What'd you do?
Does he help me out there?
People freak out when they saw the mullet.
I want to thank the owners of Richmond County Ambulance on Staten Island, 273-3555, for sending up a truck.
Yeah, don't fire these guys. They were helping out the show today.
If you didn't want to freak the people out, you should have taken them to a hospital up in the Bronx where that stuff is just like a head cold. You know? They don't really even... Oh, another gunshot victim. Bring it in.
The guy who spent 3 days in the windshield looked better off.
That poor bastard.
You guys are the real heroes. We don't thank you enough.
There you go.
There you go.
Thank you, Ronnie, for bringing that up.
And the girl with the cricket in the ear, she's going to be just fine.
Her ear open.
Oh,
said it in her ear.
Cricket in her ear.
In her ear.
The way you say it sometimes, it sounds like a cricket got through certain things she was wearing.
Well, here's the update. She's not going to make it. That's
oh,
bad.
God
oh,
damn.
Boy.
Anyway, back to the
car. I hear that.
All right, you know what, Aunt?
Yeah.
These girls have taken everything we've given them,
and they're not giving up.
But you know something? The first prize, $2,000. Second prize, $1,000. It looks like these girls are going to get $1,500 apiece, if my math is right.
Yeah.
That hard? Ooh, let me do some addition and division.
Hey, Rick, I think it's time.
Rick, uncork those barrels, man. They're done. Girls, you're both tied. You're going to be splitting the combined first and second prize. Your girl's got $1,500 apiece.
$3,000 I just split.
They're coming out. They can't get out quick enough. Look at, there they are.
Oh!
Sarah.
Woo!
And Jennifer. Wow, what a job.
Nice,
what a job.
That's like a Carrie lookalike contest.
Isn't that great? Look at that. Get the ladder and get these girls out as quickly and safely as possible.
And let's bring the girls over toward the table here so we can talk to them. Sarah's,
Sarah, you okay? You look like you're in pain.
Wait, we need an EMT worker over at Sarah's barrel.
She's all right, crying. Get kind of hold an arm and get let the girls out. Make sure when they hit the tarp with those wet feet, they tend to slip.
They don't even want to talk yet, Anthony.
Oh, Sarah, look, Sarah's like almost crying. Sarah, you all right? You all right, Sarah?
She's crying, Aunt.
Oh boy,
she's crying.
Oh no, look at her. She's shivering.
Yeah,
shaking. Hold on to her arm when you get her out. Look, she's so confused she can't even get out. You know what? Oh, look at her.
Wow, her legs are beet red from the ice water.
Score with her.
Yeah, sit out. She can't even stand. You can't stand, can you? Yeah, that's good. She's primed for sexual assault. Yeah. Get her.
Little weak legs.
Trying to run like the wounded gazelle.
Pull off your pants or the crickets will get you. Huh?
All right, the medical team is moving in, Anthony.
Put this in. This will help.
It's a cricket killer.
Cricket. The old cricket killer, they call it.
You strangle her with the ox mule.
Are you okay, Sarah?
I'm starting to smile a little bit.
Yeah?
I think she just needs some time to get her thoughts together.
The guy from Richmond County giving the thumbs up. And Jennifer, how are you?
Doing good. I'm a little cold.
Yeah, I bet. That's pretty icy in there. And you're walking away with $1,500.
All right.
Yeah.
Jennifer from
Sarah. Look, she can't stand.
Oh,
she just fell down. She can't stand.
She can't stand.
Oh,
yet.
Sarah, don't cry. Are you okay?
She's crying. That's not
Sarah,
good.
Sarah, your legs will come back. Oh, my God, she's crying. This is the worst thing we've ever done.
If you paralyze her, I'll work for free.
No, Sarah, we didn't. Sarah, you're okay.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Your legs are just cramped up.
And she's crying.
Oh, no.
All right, give her some time.
We made the teen girl cry. Don't cry, Sarah. Your legs will come back.
She's like Jeff McCullough in Dog Day Afternoon. Don't stand up. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
We got towels around her. We got Jennifer. And we'll talk to the two winners next,
hey,
okay?
Christopher Reeve, you did a great job.
It's the 55-gallon drum challenge on the Opie and Anthony Show.
Nothing you've imagined has prepared you for this.
Oh, Cunningham, I'm gay. I just bonked mouth. He said sit on it, so I did.
Opie and Anthony.
M-E-W.
Opie. Anthony.
1027 WNEW.
With the Opie and Anthony Show, and they're all alive, Anthony.
Yes.
We are done with the 55-gallon drum challenge for this year.
I think we beat the last one we did by leaps and bounds, man.
What an exciting 55-gallon drum challenge.
I don't even know how we're going to top ourselves next year, but we'll try.
Yeah.
We had two winners.
Two winners. We're going to talk to them in a second, but Maria is on her way back from the hospital, so let's go to the phone and talk to Maria.
She was the one earlier, had a cricket lodged in her ear. She had to be removed, taken to a hospital, and have medical attention.
We wheeled her out of here and on a gurney, so let's check in with her now. Maria.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you doing?
Okay now.
How's that ear?
Sucked. It hurt.
It hurt? Is it better now?
Yeah. You know what happened?
Huh.
The thing popped out of my ear.
Yeah, we heard.
It just, like, came out of nowhere. It hurt for, like, maybe 2 minutes straight.
Yeah.
And then I guess it got tired and just popped out of my ear.
Were you getting weird looks when we wheeled you out of here?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Some guy was like, I came here for two blocks away just to see this. I'm like, you're such a loser.
He came just to see your bloody mess being dragged out of this building.
Yeah, and everybody in the hospital thought it was my blood.
Oh, of course they did. Why else would you go to the hospital covered in blood? No, it's not that. Exactly. I got a hangnail.
Hey, are they going to put some type of screen in your freakishly large ears so this doesn't happen again?
No.
They don't lose any climbers or hikers?
Oh, that Jim Norton.
Unbelievable. So they didn't have to remove the ear. What did they do after you got to the hospital, though? We heard they had to check you out a little bit.
Yeah, I had to wait like another like 30 minutes just for some lady to tell me, oh, you're okay. Here's some ear wash.
Oh, they gave you some ear wash just in case you took a dump in there or something?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want cricket crap on your eardrum.
Well, no.
That was a big disappointment because you were a trooper and it looked like you had a lot left in you when we had to wheel you out of here.
How many times does that happen in the world of professional sport, Opie, where the people have the heart, the gumption, the courage, yet something happens physically that removes them from competition, and it seems to be the same thing that happened to you, and I'm so sorry. I would have liked to have seen you. Do you think you'd have been able to stick it out?
Oh, hell yeah. I know I could have. Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what we threw in the barrels, the live eels and stuff?
No, but I saw it.
Oh, you saw the eels when you were in the barrel?
Yeah, I saw it when you guys were pulling me out.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right. She did. Well, good thing, because one of those eels probably would have went in your ear.
Yeah, right.
You know? That could
I heard you guys
hurt.
Put in fish heads.
Fish heads,
yeah. There were some fish heads. The second bout of crickets was even more sick than the first. We dumped in hundreds and hundreds in each barrel.
You're kidding me.
No, would I kid you?
Wow.
I would, but it really doesn't matter right now.
And also the ox ox schlongs.
Ox schlong.
Oh, that would have been fun.
Yeah. Well, Maria, you're going to be in the drawing for the Xbox. All the girls that didn't win the top three places are in the drawing for the Xbox. So.
Oh, yeah? What happened to Stacy?
She died.
Tragically.
Don't say that. I want to win.
The barrel tipped over. We couldn't get the top off, and she drowned in pig excrement.
Yeah, how did we lose Stacy?
How did she get...
Yeah. Maria wants an update here.
It was cold. It was really cold.
Oh, that's right. The ice cold got to her.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
If I could say it a little differently, it was cold.
I'm anemic, buddy.
Okay. Are you?
Yeah, severely.
So what does that do?
I'm sorry?
It makes you colder.
It makes you cold?
You're
cold very easily.
It's an iron deficiency, and it actually does make you really
Norton's
cold.
Norton's got AIDS. What's the difference?
Yeah. How about I lay you down and give you a little bukkake? We laugh.
Leave Stacy alone.
We're teasing, of course. You've been great right from the beginning when you qualified with the blood that we shot at you. And you were a trooper. You hung in there.
Thanks.
It was good. The cold got her, though, Opie.
All right. Hey, Maria, where are you?
I'm, like, on the way. I'm by, I have no idea right now. We're in the cab. Oh, we're by the bus something. Bus terminal.
Yeah, but...
Okay.
Let a bus drive in your ear.
All right. Well, get over here. If you want the Xbox, then we'll tell you when you get here. Okay?
She bribes the dust.
All right. I want a shower.
There goes Maria. You get a shower. Get back here.
Tell Mr. Marshall I said hello.
All right, Anthony. Let's give away the trip to WrestleMania now.
All right. It was close. Our degenerate listeners definitely came up to the plate and brought some really sick, twisted and disgusting things to put in the barrels. But there can only be one winner, Opie, for the trip to WrestleMania in Toronto. And I got to say, the Slaughterhouse guy is just, it was some of the worst stuff I've ever seen. Chum guy from last year, I mean, a runner-up. We got to give him some kind of prize package because that's really disgusting, the chum and everything. But when he... and pulled out what amounted to the entire gut insides connected by the connecting tissue of a pig.
Oh,
it was everything. The intestines, the stomach, like everything.
And then he's just ripping them apart
and shoving them in. Remember the lungs. Come on now. When he squeezed the lungs into the barrel and the windpipe went through the hole last and flapped around like when you suck spaghetti into your mouth. The windpipe went, E-I-I-I, and then flew into the barrel and the screams, and we all laughed.
We all laughed.
It was great. So I got to say,
I think the Slaughterhouse guys got to go to the WrestleMania.
Thank you, guys. The pleasure was all mine.
Thank you, sir.
I enjoyed dropping in on the contestants.
Are you a wrestling fan?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay, because yes, you got a trip for two to WWF's WrestleMania 18 in Toronto, Canada. A week from Sunday, trip includes airfare and accommodations. Trip courtesy of WWF. Contact your local pay-per-view provider to order. So let's hear it for Slaughterhouse guys. Slaughterhouse guy did a great job. He's responsible. I just also like the fact I was talking to one of the girls who said that when we had to open up the top of the barrels to get the entire inside of this pig, the whole digestive tract in, because it wouldn't fit through the little holes.
Right.
And one of the girls said it hurt because it's heavy, and it fell into their lap.
I was aiming for them.
And then it was just this warm mess of vital organs sitting on their lap. How do you not send this guy to WrestleMania?
Exactly. I loved it. Thank you, guys. The pleasure was mine
once again.
Oh,
thank you. You sick son of a bitch. We still haven't talked to our two winners. There was a tie in the 55-gallon drum challenge. They took everything we had. Lil Sarah here. Little Sarah that's on the verge of crying. She looks happier now, finally. She was actually, you were tearing up a little on the bench. You thought your legs were done, right? Right? You thought you weren't going to be able to walk to school anymore. Oh, that's right. You don't go to school.
No, I mean.
You know the pain you felt in that barrel? The loneliness, the rejection, the horror? That's the life of a high school dropout. Enjoy it. See, I'm trying to do a PSA here.
Wow, Anthony.
Actually, I dropped out, and look how great I'm doing. Kids, leave school. Cleveland, Sarah, represent you very well today. And you're going to get to a warm shower soon, so.
Yes,
any
from
thoughts?
Jim Norton.
Any thoughts about your experience in there?
Oh, it's crazy.
Will you ever do it again?
Maybe.
Maybe you'll hold your title next year.
Maybe.
When you're 13. Did you still do? I hope we checked their ID 8,000 times. Did you come close to getting out of the barrel at any point?
Nope.
No? Not even the eels? You know you guys had 10 eels each in the barrel.
10?
There were 10.
10 eels each.
Were they moving around a lot?
I'm crawling up my pants or in my underwear. Yeah.
Oh, tell us
Hey,
more.
Is that your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Is that your boyfriend?
Yeah.
You guys want to get together and make some kitty porn for us? Kind of look, No? All right, maybe next time.
That was funny, Anthony, Ken.
Shut up. All right, and let's hear from Jennifer from Rahway, our other winner today.
Yes.
Well, it was unforgettable.
Yes.
I'll never forget it.
You had a good time, without everything considered.
I don't know if I'd call it a good time, but... Yeah.
Would you do it again?
Yeah, I might do it again. Yeah.
Any idea for the prize money?
Probably my student loans.
Student loans, that's something you don't got to worry about, Sarah, right? Student loans, pot, you know, you weigh it out and go, screw it all, I'm going to buy some weed.
Oh, yeah, I got to get a good thing of that, too.
Did you come close to dropping out?
Actually, no, I never thought
Never
about
thought.
It.
Not even the eels?
The ice is what was.
Yeah, see? Sarah, did you think about dropping out at any point?
Mm-mm.
No, didn't even cross your mind.
Mm-mm.
Any guy they've ever sexually rejected is probably hanging himself right now. They can take pig guts and all that stuff, and yet you wouldn't go out with me or drink out of my mule.
Yeah, now, right at the end, that big spackle bucket full of various guts and fluid was poured in. It was probably the most fluid that was poured in at one time. Was poured over your head. I heard you guys going, this stuff went in your mouth, right?
Yeah, almost.
What did you guys taste in there? Anything?
No.
One girl said that she tasted
the moaning with pleasure and touching himself.
What sick bastard. One girl said she tasted blood and it tasted a little sweet. Did you taste anything, Jennifer?
I couldn't taste it. I couldn't smell anything by the end there. And
it stunk so bad out here.
It's horrible.
Yeah. All right. You did a great job, eh?
They really did. You are truly champions.
And enjoy the prize money. What are you going to do with it?
Spend.
Just spend it, right?
Yeah.
All right. Any of the other ladies want to say anything about their experience?
Ladies?
Any thoughts?
They're all clean now. Look at them. They all went to the hotel room and showered.
When we got in the elevator, these two English girls got in with us.
Uh-oh.
And they just covered their noses and was like, what is that smell? Hey,
these Americans stink.
It was great. It was so great.
Yeah.
And this poor kid who brought us over, we were just screaming, saying we got slaughtered and stuff, and he was so embarrassed.
How did you get into the hotel? Like, did you walk through the lobby? And
we went around to the side door, but it was still a pretty big lobby.
And were people kind of looking at you like, because you have blood caked in your hair.
Nobody was standing
near us. No one was standing there. You stunk, and you were caked with blood.
We still all stink, even though we showered like 100 times. We still smell.
That
Wow.
Everything is still in my hair. I had clumps of stuff in my hair.
I was
going to
say that's called being a woman, but
I
was nice.
I didn't say it either.
See, that's why I didn't say it.
And
she's saying she's got clumps in her hair still.
I did. I washed my hair four times.
Four times? And you got clumps still?
No, not still. I finally got
it out. Oh, you got it out?
Clumps.
It's really gross.
Anyone else? Any of our other contestants?
I had a really good time. I even lost my shirt.
Yeah, she's wearing her jacket. It's a nice little fur number. You don't know where your shirt is?
I'm out of here. No, it's actually in the bag. It's got a lot of
junk on it, right?
Is that an Angora sweater? I like to wear women's clothing.
And you have a good time?
Yeah, I had a really good time. But see, I only had to wash my hair twice.
Well, you kind of bowed out a little early in the game.
Well, the crabs got to her.
The crabs got to her. No, the ones we dropped in.
Well,
her own or her own business.
Yes.
I don't know if she has them or took care of anything. But it was the big crabs that we dropped in, and that kind of
there was a point I thought all the girls were going to jump out when we threw the crabs in.
I'd have killed myself
really,
because it would have ruined the whole day.
That was the biggest reaction we got, I think, was the crabs.
Yeah.
They were losing it.
Well, the second barrage of hundreds of crickets did its damage, too. That took out Boston. For some reason, Boston doesn't like crickets. Let's talk to the Boston girls. Now, the crickets were the thing that took you out.
No, it was my legs. My legs hurt. I could have stayed in through that.
You think so?
I think so, but my legs really hurt. I couldn't even move.
The other Boston girl, though, man, she had a hard time with the crickets.
That's Becky.
Yeah, Becky.
Yeah, I heard you guys say that's enough, but everybody kept dumping them on me.
Yeah, they're cruel bastards.
Yeah.
They don't listen to us.
That was like three big bags of crickets dumped on.
Yeah, there was at least a pound, pound and a half of crickets.
Oh, there was more than that. It felt like there was more than
a pound. There were hundreds. There were hundreds in each.
And they were biting me.
They weren't really biting. What it is they got spines on their feet.
I don't know.
So
I
they
felt
climb
like
around.
Bites. And then the millipedes.
The Discovery
I got
Channel
freaked
so
out about
well.
The millipedes because millipedes bite.
Millipedes bite.
Well, I heard somebody
and
told me they bite.
And they're very poisonous, eh?
No, they don't bite. Do they bite?
That didn't bother me that they were in there, but I just, it was crossing my mind.
Now, when we dropped the scorpions in, you were like, what? Whoa, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we should tell the ladies we did have mice that we were going to throw in the barrels. Who would have been freaked by the mice?
Would have been kind of, yeah.
All their hands are going up. Well, a lot of their hands are going up. Were you using the gunk and liquid at the bottom to kind of protect you from the living things?
Yeah.
Yeah, you brush it off or kind of douse yourself?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Did anyone feel like they had to kill something in there?
I did. The first time with the crickets and the bugs, I was stepping on them.
You're just killing. And
I tried at first, but there's not that much room in there.
Her fight or flee instincts kicked in, and when you're in a 55-gallon drum, the flee is out of the question.
Classic.
So you got to fight. Battle it out.
One of the best sounds is the girl slapping at the liquid to kill things.
Man, the screams were great. You guys had some really good screams when some of the scary stuff went in there.
I can't wait when we replay this because there was so much cursing going on. You missed a lot of screams.
Who was the biggest potty mouth? Who said, one of the winners.
Not me.
Sarah was real potty mouth.
She cursed the most, I think.
In that language.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Didn't mean to.
Did we talk to Stephanie from Philly? Any last thoughts?
I'm sorry. I didn't stay that long.
Yeah, but you were real freaked out by that crab.
I couldn't.
You were just listening to the reactions of the other girls.
I saw people, and
that was it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. Did any of the girls, did it ever occur to you, like, you might not get the $2,000 for winning, but any one of you could give me a Hummer for $100?
Jesus, Norton.
I'll do it, Norton.
Oh, wow.
I need the money.
All right. That's our next show. It's called Prostitution with Norton.
Right.
And, yeah, we got an Xbox that we're going to give to one of the losers.
All right, who's
but they're all winners today, Anthony. Hey, cricket ear girl.
Back from the hospital.
Maria, let me look at your ear. Turn that ear around.
She's still got blood all in her hair and
stuff.
Size
of it.
Wow. Yeah, that just looks like, if I was a cricket, I'd go, I got to be in there. I gotta be in there. Look at your hair is covered with blood. It looks like you just got your hair dyed red.
Some nurse asked me that, too.
Yeah, say, no, it's blood.
I was like, it's blood. She's like, yours? No.
No, someone else's,
what,
bitch.
What, are you sitting here?
Keep asking me effing questions. It'll be yours next. Well, that's right. What you got to tell
her. She's back. See, everyone.
Look at her. She's got her hospital. But take a picture of her hospital band.
Yeah, we're going to need that for the website.
She's got her hospital band on.
All right, why don't we give away the Xbox? One of the girls that lost.
Is this the first time something we've done is hospitalize somebody?
I'm trying to
Is it
back.
A first?
I think so.
I think it is.
We've had people arrested, but this is the first
arrested. This is the first time it's been hospitalized.
First hospital visit.
Great.
Okay, who's going to pick the winner of the Xbox?
Who else?
The guy at the summer party that dove into the foam and cracked his head on the ground.
Oh, that's right.
That's okay.
Right.
One of the road shows we did, we had one of those foam parties. We thought it'd be cool to pump a bunch of foam and have people dance in the foam and chicks be in the foam. Some guy decided he was going to dive into foam. you know how buoyant foam can be. He went right to the cement on the bottom with his head.
Yeah.
And woo. Hospitalization. So sorry, you're not the first.
All right, we got an Xbox, Anthony, courtesy of VideoGameAdvantage.com. Thank you, bro.
Who's going to pick the name?
The largest selection and absolute lowest prices for all of your video game needs.
Yes.
Earl, why don't you pick the winner?
This is the first thing Earl's going to do for this station in years. He's going to pick the name out of the hat.
Look at Earl.
After yourself. There you go.
Looking like Isaac Hayes for all the ladies.
Let me be the bird. I understand.
Earl, why do you have to wear shades indoors?
Yeah. Because I like them, that's why.
Yeah. Ladies, what do you think of Earl?
Yeah. Ooh, she's digging you. Hey, Earl, do you notice how many foul fish were thrown into the barrels?
Oh, wow. Call back from yesterday.
Not like I'm talking Swahili or nothing.
Thank you, Rick James.
Earl, if you could, what you want out of this hat? Go ahead.
Double LC.
Double LC!
Wins the Xbox!
Getting the Xbox.
Courtesy of VideoGameAdvantage.com.
Well,
let's see if
since she's getting it and Earl's giving it to her, let's just call it the Malcolm Xbox. All right? Let's call it that just for today.
Can I have my Xbox, please? Thank you.
There you go.
I'll make that comment twice. I'm going to send this one to my cousin in prison, so he needs it.
That's the first time Earl's ever given a girl something, and she's left happy. Sorry, Earl. Okay, go F yourself.
Oh, boy, he's turning on the megaphone.
I understand. You just got to pull the trigger on it, Earl.
You're going to send that to prison, the Xbox?
Yeah, my cousin can play this while he's in there. He's got, like, another year to go.
Jeez, a relative in the joint. Just all those stereotypes crumbling down.
Oh, it's my aunt's son out there.
How, what's he in the joint for?
He went for protecting his sister. He was shooting at the guy.
All right. Well, you could call it that. What was the charge?
I don't know. You have to ask his mom. She's out there.
I think it's attempted murder, right?
You're good.
I think something like that.
It was protecting his sister. You're being arrested for protecting your sister. I understand. That's good. You know what? An Xbox in prison probably worth BJ's for the whole time you're in.
I will.
You know, you want to play this game?
I don't want to have that thought.
I would think.
Thank you,
Double LC.
That was heavy.
Rick, we got something we can play to end the show, you think? Because we're dead in the water now. We've done just about everything.
And we're almost done.
I think Ron and Fez are next. If they're in the area, we could do what they call a crossover.
No, they're not coming back here until they absolutely
I don't know if they're happy with us right now.
They are probably not happy with us. It stinks in here.
Oh, he wants to plug the guy that sprayed this stuff, the fresh stuff.
Oh, that's right. We had your card laying around here.
Didn't have enough plugs for a janitor.
It's Peter Frankel. Unita Enterprises, right?
For all your janitorial needs.
Right. Why don't you give the phone number out, in case people
get... Absolutely. 516-220-8493.
8493.
Where do you go with Donald Rumsfeld to get your hair done?
Thank you. I guess you like it then, huh?
And Norton's playing Town Hall April 18th.
That's no time for that. Who cares?
Why didn't you bring it up earlier? I haven't even heard about this yet.
We need filler, so we had to go there.
Oh, we should tell the people that Jim Norton's Cribs is up on foundrymusic.com.
It's very funny, and it's put together very well.
And where's Steve? We should get a timeline on how long it's going to take to get video and pictures up from this event. If someone sees Steve, get him over here, please.
Yeah, we have a lot. I know we have a lot of video and
hundreds,
a lot of pictures. That
hundreds
have to be
of pictures.
All through here, Steve. How are you doing, Steve?
Hey, Phil.
What can we look forward to?
I had Chris and Jeff both shooting pictures and video, all of which is going to be up at least by tonight.
Okay.
I was shooting a lot of video. That's going to take me until Sunday to get some up. But
did you get some good shots?
Yeah, I had the camera lens in the actual barrels, getting quivering, cursing young ladies. Just getting covered in crickets and eels. Like, at one point, I stuck the camera lens in, and there were three eels crawling on...
Martin, stop touching yourself.
God, the guy hears stuff like this, he gets all... wound up
on what was the young lady from Rahway?
Jennifer.
She had three eels crawling all over her, just swarming.
And you got video of it?
Yeah, I had video of it.
Give her the mic for a second. You had eels in your lap, and there were about 10 of them in each barrel. What was that like?
It was kind of crazy. They were trying to get into my underwear, so
yes,
that wasn't too good.
Those damn eels. I understand.
All right. Well, she had a great time. Everyone had a lot of fun, didn't they? Okay. Even the girl with the cricket in her ear. Her ear. That's what I said. And Earl's walking around. What are you doing, Earl? What you looking for?
I guess we're taking your garbage away.
Oh, we got to plug the people that are taking this whole mess away, Anthony.
What is this?
Hey, come on over. Give her
Rare Form Carding Incorporated.
Yeah. We should plug her about 10 times.
New York City's most reliable carding company.
Thanks.
We should plug her about 10 times. Great. Great way to put it. What is this? 718-205-5188 if you have to get rid of stuff like this. I don't know who would have to.
Stinky's very happy because last time we did this, he had to clean up the whole damn thing.
Remember the old days, Stinky, right?
Oh, it was the worst. We were here till like 10 o'clock in the vacuuming. And
where was Opie and I?
I think you guys were sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the bar.
Okay, we got to get out. We got a bit to play, but and why don't you plug that one more time?
Yes, I mean, Rare Form Carting Incorporated, 718-205-5188. Or go to rareformcarting.com. I'm sure that website's full of, like, garbage being hauled away. Pictures of it. They're pictures of, look at us hauling this garbage. We're carting this away.
You have pictures of the guys that take it away?
Absolutely, she says.
You know? All right, we got to go because we want to play a bit from the ONA archives. Let's hear it for all the ladies.
Oh, yeah.
What a success. The 55-gallon drum challenge. Look for the video and the pictures up on foundrymusic.com. We'll see you guys Monday. Here's the Nutcracker Suite, another time that we tortured people.